Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Back it again, I will never stop. I say switching up my sound like this, I get unorthodox, but stay true to the game, faithful to it like it's orthodox. So Christian, while you listen, I be pissing haters off a lot, like urinals at your funeral. I picked you out a lot, that's godforsaken in the earthquake. I left an aftershock, made your mommy tsunami. Hope you know she's on my job, cause I get athletic with it. My etiquette be off the chart, been hot since awesome too. Marley Mar, red alert and Chuck chill out. Ever since Uncle Rob put me on video music box, killing shows at Latin quarters, the red parrot and rooftop. Known for doing the jeans, having all the girlies locked. 25 years in the game and it's still in a nigga heart. While you standing on corner staring, I'm just calling you block watch. Tenant patrol what I'm building like penthouse. I stay on top above the ground and out of jail. You know I'm thinking out the box.
This is what hip hop's about. This is what hip hop's about. This is what hip hop's about.
I got more 16s than the Army, Navy, and Marines. My mental capacity's like an unlimited magazine. To light you up and lead the way like lanterns filled with kerosene. Call your girls to jump on me, you start flipping like trampoline. Your lady mean my gift to gavel, gas her up like gasoline. Plus you kinda regular, with me you dealing with Supreme. Being coming from the old school, so I'm OGing. Off on you, pause, off on her, I'm just cuskeeting. I ain't messing around, if she ovulating. She calls me baby daddy, but we don't have no children. Shit, I strike it down her lane, knock it down both lanes. Ride off with a cold, I guess you can call that ice skating. Nah, ma, you can't lock me down, I'm just speed dating. And if that hotel, my service will get 5-star rating. I Obama your mama, cause she said it's time for change. Casanova, player, president, no need for debating.
Right, good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a great show. We had Selena Hargrove with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist R&B Divine, and we played his smashing single, If You Think I'm Cheating. He's killing the industry right now, so make sure you check him out. After R&B Divine, we had promoter Joe B's letting us know what's going on with him in a promotional field. So don't forget, he got this special spot opening on Fridays, and it's going down. Now, for our special guest appearance last week, we had Akeem Shabazz, and we played some tracks from his artist, Bully, and he was killing the industry also. So to hear the last weekend's show, you could go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace and check out the archives. That's GEEQUE Palace. Now, this evening, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have Tanya Simmons with the GQ General Question. We have My Swagger Is Crazy with his group The Kettle, and we will be playing their smashing single Juicy For Ya and finding out what's their inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist in the industry. After Swagger and The Kettle, we have Envy from the Trendsetters in the building, letting us know what's going down with the Trendsetters and what's been going on with them lately. And we also going to be talking about that big anniversary party that they got going on tomorrow night at the Paradise Theater. After Envy, we have Larry Lack Henderson. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Tanya Simmons and her GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
You could bet that, never got a sweat that. You could bet that, never got a
gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat
if you
that.
Beat cash, I'll be the rubber band. You'll be the match, I will be a few. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Chief dog, you are the joke. If I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. If I can be the one, yeah. When the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. Put your pretty little hands in. Even when it's down to the wire, babe. Even when it's in the war day, we can do it, baby. Simple and plain. This love is true.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. That never got a sweat. That
I love, I see the fire, babe. It's from the blood, I love. I see the light, babe. Fire it up, brighter, baby. You can see the closer. From the lyric, baby. You can see the note. Pour that saint on my son. Rise on my worm and you. But you don't know to serve that paper, baby. I be the pen. Say I am the one, cause you are ten. Feeling up again. Even when the sky can't fall. Even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. Put your pretty little hands in. Even when it's down to the wire, even when it's in the moonshine, we can do it, baby. Shiver the rain.
GQ Palace, and with me right now, I have Tanya Simmons. Tanya, welcome to the show. Hey, Tanya.
Hi, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you, Rich?
I'm all right. I can't complain. Finally got you on this general question, huh?
Yeah. Glad to hear.
Oh, okay, okay. Would you like to tell listeners a little something about yourself?
Well, my name is author Tanya D. Simmons. I'm a writer and author. My first book is called Tanya D.'s Recipe Book on How to Keep Your Man or Woman Coming Back. And I'm writing a new book now called Thin Line. I'm also in school to be a psychologist, a sex therapist.
Okay.
So I consider myself, ever since I was a kid, a relationship and sex expert. So I'm here to ask the question.
Okay, and what's your topic for this evening?
My topic is, are you a freak for your man or woman in the bedroom? Because that's, they're not saying anything, but that's what they want.
Okay. What made you choose that specific topic?
Because, let me tell you something. Deep down, I don't care what anyone tells you about they only do this and they only do that. A person wants a freak in the bedroom. And when you are a freak, man or woman, that's how you keep that other person at home, because they don't have to go out on the outside to get what they want in the inside.
Okay. All right, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to give your point of view on Tanya Simmons' topic, or stay on the line to hear the show. Now... Okay, So we don't consider a person. Yeah, that topic kind of like got me a little. I'm like. So, what would you consider a freaky person in a bedroom yourself?
Okay, well, for instance, and I'm going to be honest, I'm one. And one thing I would give a lady something that they should try on their man is to get him, come walk him in the bedroom, and make sure he's totally nude. Sit him in a chair, blindfold him, tie his hands, tie his feet up, and tantalize him. Start from his toes to his head up. Start with like some whipped cream at the toes.
Oh damn!
And work all the way on, all the way up to the head.
Oh,
and drive him crazy. I mean, he will be like he's about to when you let him loose. Oh Lord, he's a wild man.
Oh wow! Well, we would go whoa. Well, we actually have a caller on the line. We're going to bring that caller in right now. I need a minute to think about this one. We're going to bring that caller in right now. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Okay,
hello?
You got Tanya Simmons on the line?
Yeah, how you doing, Tanya?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. My name is Joseph. I like to say that is a very good question. I would definitely, without doubt, without question, have a freaking bed for my woman, and only for my woman, because she is the only one I have in my life. And in my opinion, every man definitely is probably a freak in the bed, and every woman is definitely a freak in the bed, because even, you know, it's the same. A woman can be a freak in the bed, but a woman on the streets.
That's right, a lady in
you
the
know
street
what I mean?
Freaks under the sheets.
You know, whatever, but, you know, we're talking about freaks here.
All right, Joseph, what would you consider a freak? What would you do to in a bedroom to consider yourself as being a freak?
Well, just in general. I mean, just in general, meaning
just,
I'm not
just
talking about my private life.
I'm
going to tell you something, but I'm not, just in general, make that clear. Not talking about my personal life.
Now, remember, it don't necessarily mean that you're a freak also.
I am a freak, though.
It also means you could be pleasing a female. Oh, well, you go on, freaky man. But it
I'm sorry.
I see that also pleasing your woman, but go ahead, Joe.
The freaking event is like, yo, baby, you know me. Let's put the mirrors on the ceiling, you know what I mean? Let's just do a little candlelight, you know what I'm saying? Let me tie you up, you know what I mean? And while, you know, let me just spank you a little bit. You know, when I spank you, just say my name, you know what I mean? And when you say it, I don't think you say it loud enough. What's my name, girl? You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Oh, damn.
You know? I don't think you mean it. What? Say it again.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Would you like for your female to take a picture of herself and send it to you, of her private part, and send it to you, like if you're at work?
You know what? If I'm at work, yes, I would like that.
That would really turn you on, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would, you know, because you know, there might be she might catch me at the time where I'm like, man, I wish I was home right now. Like, I just don't feel like working today. And all of a sudden, I get a text with a picture. It's like caffeine and Coca-Cola. You know what I mean? For real. I'm ready to get it on.
Caffeine and Coca-Cola. Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just spicing
caffeine
it up a little bit.
And Coca-Cola. So, how would you feel if your female was to do that to you?
What, spank me?
Tie you up and all that.
Oh, no, I ain't playing that.
Oh.
What did he say? I didn't hear him.
He said he's not playing that. So you think that's like a double standard, Tanya, on that note?
I didn't hear the question.
I had asked him. I said, so what if it was vice versa? And your female tied you up and all that. He said he's not playing that. So what would that actually make him?
It should be vice versa. You know, you have to put each other in the bedroom. Well, not only in the bedroom. I'm in the bedroom, in the car, and everywhere else. But
in the movie theater too, you know.
Anywhere, restaurant.
You're trying to women act like a man, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess in other words, so would you consider a person putting chocolate all over the female's body, licking it off, and, you know, sucking the toes and all that, would you consider that being freaky or just romantic?
It's not the extreme. It's kind of, he's in between. He can get a little more freakier.
I need more freakier.
Okay, so what do you mean by a little more freakier? See, because that's what I'm asking. It's the difference between being freaky and being romantic.
Your phone it keeps going in and out, and I can hardly hear what you both are saying.
Okay.
And he said that
you can hear me now?
Go ahead.
All right. Now, I said it's a difference now between being freaky and being romantic.
That's right. That's correct.
Now, you said you could be a little more freakier than that. What's being a little more freakier than, like, you know?
What does he say he does?
Oh, he said he wouldn't get tied up. He don't want to get tied up. His woman's not going to tie him up.
That is definitely freaky. Yeah, that's freaky. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear it too good with it. Kept going in and out or something. But that's
okay. So Joe, you're actually not freaky, Joe. So you need to take some advice from Tanya, so she could pinpoint you on some things. Because
Tanya, I don't think you understood the question, because you are an expert. He was saying, when I made a comment that, you know, I like to tie my woman up and do the spanking and everything, right? So he asked me, you know, would I let my girlfriend do that to me? And I told him no. So
why not?
Asking, and that's what he's asking you. So he said to you, wouldn't that be a double standard?
Exactly.
So why wouldn't you let her do that to you?
Because I haven't reached that point. Because, you know, I'm a man. Like, you know, men are freaky, but I just haven't reached that point to be tied.
Well, you need to get
up
to that point. Let her tie you up. You trust her, don't you?
You did something in the past, and when she tied you up, she might. Some females can't get like that. Once they got you tied to him and they start reminiscing, those whippings sometimes might get crucial and you can't do nothing.
Oh, well.
You can't do that. So you turn it from being a freak to being a beast. So it's like, now, you know, when you hit them, you'll probably be like, oh, all right. Well, wait a minute, though. You're getting a little too carried away. And, you know,
it
just start coming a little harder, you know. But what would you say is the best thing to spice up your relationship in a bedroom?
The best thing, do y'all like toys?
Oh, me? No, I don't have any toys.
Nah,
I don't got no toys.
If guys got toys, they got problems.
Yes,
okay. So let me ask you a question. Why don't you just let her, instead of tying you all the way up, just let her tie your feet and not your hands and blindfold you. Your hands are free.
Blindfold. Whoa. Hey.
That's some freaky stuff you're talking about. You know what?
You don't know what she could be doing. See, on some part, I got to agree with Joe. Certain things a man just don't let be done. You know?
Like,
I don't have a problem myself at all.
Women like that too. Women like men's butt. You know what I mean? They like that. Vice versa. And, you know, I like to touch my girlfriend's butt, you know, just as me and her. But when she's trying to smack mine and all that, I don't like that. I don't like
Why not?
That.
Are you afraid you're going to like it too much?
No. It's just that I have rules. Men have certain rules when it comes to certain things. You know, and no matter what it is, we're not going to make any exceptions. And that is one exception. Nobody's touching my butt.
Nobody's touching your
butt. You know, I that's one thing
okay,
a man
well,
should let never
let
be
done. Okay, well, let me ask you
done.
This. Would you let her lick you anal?
Oh, damn.
Oh, well, you know what, Tony? You know what? You hitting this right on the nose. Like, you know what? Let me tell you something. I was just watching. No, I'm about to give my secret away. All right. I was watching a porno today, right? And I seen her for the 31st time. hey, going to learn today, all right, all right. Just watching it, you know what I mean? And I seen that, and I'm like, I try to put myself in a situation like that. Like, nah, I don't think I can do that. I can't do that because that's just as. I was just telling you, as a female touching my butt. Now we're talking
don't
about anal.
Don't knock it until you try it.
I'm not trying it.
I have to. I have to agree with Joey. Certain things a man just don't play with, and I feel a man's the butt part is nothing a man should just let nobody touch.
Stop
okay?
liking that stuff.
Yeah, that right there, all that. Listen, certain things you just don't deal with. Now, in the bedroom, you might have the little chocolate and the whipped cream and all
that
or whatever.
And the peanut butter.
The peanut butter.
Peanut butter,
can't
tea?
Forget about the peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. It's serious. You don't know about that one, Joe. We got to put you on that one.
Oh,
you don't know nothing about the peanut butter, Tanya. He wasn't there around that time.
You don't know about the peanut butter. Okay, you know peanut butter is chewy but gooey, right?
Yes.
So imagine her putting that on your penis and giving you a blowjob on it. And you know how peanut butter can choke you. But put it this way, it's hard to get off. So imagine the suction of her trying to take it off you.
Oh, thank you. So what brand do you suggest? Jiffy?
You could use any kind. I like Jiff myself.
So you got to pay for the pad there. I put in the pad.
Hey, tell them they don't get the crunchy guy now.
Oh, man.
You definitely don't want crunchy peanut butter. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you.
Don't get the crunchy one.
Please don't get the crunchy one. I don't want Joey looking for me. You told me to get peanut butter, but
that's
I didn't.
That's
right. I didn't get the crunchy guy.
Get
the food inside. Y'all are crazy.
But you know, my idea, like Rich did mention, you know, and I want to borrow this from him when he made a suggestion, like between a freak and being romantic. Now on a romantic part, I would think like being romantic is like a surprising woman, like she coming home from a hard day's work, you know what I mean? And
right.
when she walk in the door, you know what I mean? I got the tub ready, running, got the candlelights on the tub, you know, you don't have to go to a hotel, I can do that.
Yeah.
Bubble bath, everything.
A picnic in the house.
That's right. Bubble bath and everything. You know, the lights turned down low and everything. The music playing a little Marvin Gaye, you know, some Teddy Pendergrass,
yeah,
you know, whatever it is.
That's more like being romantic.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about romantic.
I'm very romantic, too, so that's one of my favorites.
The licorice panties, you know what I mean? I can eat that off and all that, you know.
Yeah,
that
would be great for.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
And what about the ones for you?
I would do that.
I mean, you're putting on the edible. She has on the edible panties, and you have on the edible, briefs.
Bums?
Briefs? You don't want, they're a little panty, you know, the briefs.
See,
she can't eat that off you?
See?
Yeah.
Why
are you
quiet?
There?
No, because too many people, I didn't want to cut in. You was talking, she was saying somebody fell back.
Okay, she said if the female get edible undies, would you let her eat them all for you?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Okay,
okay.
You know what? You just contradicted yourself because edible undies go towards the butt. So that means
you are...
Thank you, man. I wasn't going to say anything. I'm going to let him tell his own story.
That ain't right.
I wasn't going to say one word.
Let him tell
himself,
and he just did. Yeah, all right. Okay, y'all got that. You got that,
she
buddy.
She just threw it at you in another format, Joe, and you fell for it.
You got it, buddy.
Oh, he'll love that, he said.
Now, you just said, oh, yeah, like it was your birthday.
I do the pancake syrup, too. No, not a problem.
Yeah, honey's better, though.
Honey's better?
Yeah.
Listen, whatever's in my kitchen cabinet, that's what I'm using.
You ever tried some mustard?
Oh, no, I didn't ever try mustard. Seriously? For real?
Serious. Or get you some Halls cough drop or whatever's in the refrigerator.
I know about the Jolly Ranchers.
The Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah, hey, you don't know about that, Rich.
The Halls is better.
You still know about that. It's my
with turn. The Halls, you can blow on it afterwards. You can blow it before and after.
All right.
Make
ice cubes.
Fishing.
Ice cubes on the nipples and
ice
all
cubes.
That?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Ice
what kind of wine do you suggest?
Wine?
Yeah.
I like champagne. See, champagne is more bubbly.
Right.
And also, she can give you a blowjob with a champagne in her mouth, and the bubbles tickle you.
Oh, right. Oh, well, you know, I think I'm going to the liquor store tomorrow.
You can check out my book. I think you need one of my books.
I think I do. I mean, because I know you're talking from your book. You know, this is what you do.
I'm talking from my own experience. I don't have a book in front of me or anything. I was born this way.
Well, that's what I meant in different words, but that's what I meant. Because I'm saying that what you're speaking about is what you are expert in, and this is what I'm going to be reading from your book. Is your expertise?
Right, right,
right. That's
but
what I
meant. It's for men and women, so I know you and her both will enjoy it.
I don't think I'm gonna let her read it. No. I don't know if
there's some things in here for you.
Joe, I want you to stay on the line. We have another caller coming on.
All right.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have Tanya Simmons on the line.
Hello, author Tanya Simmons. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just enjoying the conversation, I must say. I like how you're, you know, teaching Brother Joseph.
I never knew this was going to happen.
You're educating the young brother. That's excellent.
Yeah, well, you know I got to do that. Got to do it.
What happened?
I have to do it.
I said she's educating Brother Joseph.
Oh.
But Tanya, when Tanya was on the show before, she was explaining, you know, about her book and how to keep your woman or man coming back. And there was the peanut butter recipe that was there.
Right.
So I have to say, I'm going to listen to what you say because the peanut butter recipe works very well.
No, it works.
I'm going to listen.
All right.
I'm going to listen. Joseph, stay away from the chunky peanut butter.
Why y'all picking on me?
No nuts. No nuts in there, no.
Yo, Rich, two against one right now, bro.
I missed the question. I believe it was, how would you determine if you're a freak or not?
That's the main question. That's what the question's going to be. That's what the topic's going to be about.
Like, how would you determine that? I mean, a lot of people say, I'm a freak, but how would you determine if true indeed you are a freak?
You know what? When you are a freak, there's no limitations of what you might do. There's limitations for me. But some people, there's no limitations. And there's a difference between being romantic and being freaky. And with the freakiness, it's just things that you wouldn't imagine that would happen in the bedroom.
Okay.
Like certain things. Give an example. I like to hear some examples of a freaky person in the bedroom.
We are going to learn today. We are learning today.
Okay. Like he was saying that, you know, a lot of men don't like you to bother their butt, but there are some men that does.
And you know what those men are? But I don't
you
care.
You want me to explain?
Yeah, I want you to explain. Yes.
You have men that where you're giving them a blowjob and it will let you play in between, close to the butt, putting your finger in there. And it has a sensation. It's like their G spot.
Yeah. Well, those men got issues.
Now, do you think that those men that do like that, do you think that they have a little bit of homosexuality
in them?
You know
they got some kiwi in their tank. They got some kiwi in their tank.
Well, you know what? I spoke with two gay guys, because I wanted to know their opinion on it. One said that is their G spot, and it has a sensation that drives a man out of the world. And then another one told me, said, yeah, they're gay. If they let you stick their finger in there, they'll let you stick anything else, something else
exactly.
more.
Exactly.
Okay.
I even tried a guy with a banana.
What?
And he
tried a banana
yeah.
in there?
Yeah, I put Vaseline
on
it. I just wanted to see.
You better leave
and
that guy alone.
And I put Vaseline on it. And guess what he said? He said, ow. He didn't say, ah, what you doing? I'll knock you out of the way. I'm like, oh, my God.
You
have to touch these guys.
Leave
you know,
that man
you
alone.
Never know. But you could have let me put a banana in there.
Whoa. Okay. He's gay.
Me personally, I believe a real man is not going to let you mess, put nothing in their butt or play with their butt or anything like that.
We're not made for that, man.
That's not a man. That's a man that's disturbed, bothered, and got issues.
Okay, what about a man that holds up his legs like a lady and wants you to lick, and you're teasing him between the anus and the penis, that spot right there, and he acts like he's trying to get you to put your tongue to his butt. Do you think he's gay?
Yeah,
he's gay. He's more gay than the gay guy who let the stick the finger in there.
Why can't he just be a freaky person that wants his butt?
Like a female. He got his legs, first of all, he got his legs up like a female.
But listen, why can't he just want that? He just wants to see what it feels like to get his butt lit.
First of all.
No. I mean, in my opinion, if I may say something, that, you know, since the beginning of time, it was clear, man and woman. All right, and even in any book that you may read, that men must stay away from any characteristics of a woman, including what you just said, lifting the legs up in the air, bending over, things like that. You know, any types of wind, perfume.
And you have to pay attention.
Like
you have to what?
You have to pay attention.
Pay attention? Oh,
I'm saying you have to pay attention. I'm trying to tell the ladies you have to pay attention when they do these type things. Because they could be on the dance floor.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
about.
Are there
people that are just that freaky, just like that, but they don't like guys.
But if he's going to lift his leg up, I mean, that's a bit much, don't you think?
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
I said, if he's lifting his leg up, that right there tells
you. But then
he's
lifting his leg up, and then you're pushing it all farther up for him.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, man, that don't sound cool. That ain't cool.
It's not cool at all.
Well, there are men like that. There are men like that. You have men that want you to urinate on them. And I think that's just past the limit for me.
Well, I don't even think I had anything with sex right there. That's something totally different. Because I heard about that. That's that golden shower.
Yeah,
golden shower.
That wants
you
to urinate on. That's something I will not do.
You know,
I think that's just past freaky to me. Why would you want urine on you?
And check this out. So
you have all types of freaks out there. Different fetishes.
But you think that's past freaky, though? I mean, even for, like, men and women, though. I mean, when you say when you're in the bedroom, there's no limit, so therefore there would be no limit, correct?
Yeah, there's no limit. But to me, if you ask me to urinate on you, I'll do it for you. But you won't be coming back. You're not coming back. Oh, I'll do it if you want me to do it for you. Sure.
You're not coming back.
You ain't coming back.
I'll
be calling you the pee man.
So why would you do it?
Yeah, why would you do it?
Just to please him.
Just to please
him? Pee on me. Urinate on me. Okay, I'll urinate on you. But you're not coming back.
So you would just do it to please him. What if he's pleasing you?
Do it just to please
sexually?
Him.
All right. What if he's pleasing you sexually and then he wants you to urinate on him? Give him a golden shower. If he's pleasing you sexually, but then he wants you to give him a golden shower.
Give him a golden shower?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give him a golden shower, but...
I understand. You said he's not coming back, but I'm saying...
Nobody's going to give me a golden shower, period.
Okay, because you said once you give him a golden shower, he's not coming back, right? So I said, what if he's pleasing you sexually, though?
I don't care. He could be pleasing me sexually, but he has his fetish where he wants me to urinate on him, and that's not one of my things. Something is off.
Okay, so let me ask you something. So that's like saying you wouldn't mind giving him a golden shower, but he couldn't give you one.
Oh, heck no.
All right, so what's the difference between Joe saying he could tie the woman up, but the woman can't tie him up?
Thank you. Good point.
I think Joe just scared. No, I think you're just scared. He needs to try.
You know,
I think he needs to try. I think he's just scared.
You know
he's
what?
Scared. He's did some things in the past, and he's afraid. I don't want to read about Joe in the paper. Somebody he caught on fire. He was burning to the chair or burning to the bed. So I understand.
Hey, check this out. I have something else to say. We talk about the golden shower. I heard of this is what I heard about. I've heard that also some people that's just nasty now who like to be defecated in their mouth.
I know that is nasty. Now I think that is nasty.
Yeah, there are people out there who want you to defecate in their mouth.
Right.
That's
I think that's beyond nasty. There.
They're out there, man.
Me too. That's just ill.
That's
you'll be surprised what type of fetishes people have.
Yeah,
now that's beyond freaky, right?
I'll say you probably do got some people out there that like that.
They are. But no way. That's not gonna happen.
No way.
Damn, that makes you don't want to eat candy balls no more.
And you know what? I'm on YouTube. And also seen some videos where these men are tying these women up, and they like being electrocuted like shocks, and they put in a little weight on their nipples, I guess a pound or whatever it is, and it's clamping on their nipples, and it's dropping and let them, you know, just like just ripping them apart. They're like being ripped apart.
But some females like that.
And hot candle wax.
It's like a strong pinch, you know. I don't know what they get out of that.
Also the hot candle wax too.
Yeah, what candle wax too? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, candle wax.
Mm-hmm. Don't drop no damn candle wax on me. I'll punch in the face.
I'm telling you.
Don't drop no candle wax on me.
And Tony, let me ask you a question. Tony,
burn for a second. Go ahead.
Tony, what about it? Because I've seen this on Jerry. I've seen where I think you called it, Madam. Or this guy who likes to wear the leather straps and the mask and the dog chain and walk and being walked like a dog and
dominatrix.
She would tell you the dominatrix. Is that freaky?
That's dominatrix.
Is that freaky sex?
What
I can hardly hear you, but I think you're describing dominatrix.
Yeah, I am.
Joe?
I was like, they've seen men dominatrix where men like to be chained up like a dog and walk.
Right.
And, you know, and she would spank on men. She would make him bark and get on your knees and stick your tongue out.
He's in control. And sex usually is not involved. He just wants to be controlled. He wants to be an animal.
Okay.
She said, lick my feet, whatever.
Yeah. Bark. Bark.
Yeah. You be my slave. Now, I've done that. I tied around his neck. And
yeah.
You're gonna be. And I had a little belt, and I said, "You're gonna be my slave." And I got the belt, and I got the little belt, and I'll tell him if he didn't move fast enough, I'll hit him with the belt.
Oh, Lord.
It's fun.
I'm gonna sure I stay out of your neighborhood.
I mean, it's just exciting. I mean, you might tell him, say, "Well, I want you to take your tongue and just lick my vagina," and you sit right there, and you tell him, say, lick it like a dog. And he's under your control. He's your slave. He has to do what you tell him to do.
What do women get out of that? What I don't like. What is the satisfaction out of doing that type of stuff?
I can't hear you.
What do women get out of doing that? Being in control. What's the satisfaction?
It satisfies the man. Because some men are like that. They want to be controlled in that way.
So, do you think that, so? Does it have something with their childhood of abuse and they grew up like that? Because there are some cases that some of these men that like being controlled and being beat is that they've been abused coming up and they kind of like just grew into it.
Oh, wow.
I never really studied into that, to be honest with you.
I did.
But probably so, just like you say.
Wow.
Like you have some that they want you to control them.
Man.
Be the slave for the day or whatever.
That's just right.
A slave for the day.
Yeah, you tell them, say, go run my bath water. Go cook my dinner. Go lick my shoe.
Lick my shoe?
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, Rich, lick your shoe.
Listen. those are somebody, those people that's miserable. That's what's wrong with them. They miserable.
Right.
Now, I could see, run my bath water, stuff like that, but,
go get
my shoe and come back with your shoe in the mouth and all that.
They have all types of things.
Wasn't there an incident, I don't know, maybe last year or something like that, where a woman in Midtown was running a business like that, and these people rich? There was an incident some time ago, a few months back, where this woman in Manhattan was running a business like that, and they was her clients were rich Wall Street executives, things like that, and she got busted. They make house calls. So what I'm saying is there is probably literally a society that's out there that's doing that.
You have sororities that are grown and married, and like they take weekend trips and they go to this place and they have sex with a bunch of men. It's surrounded with men and they just be swapping bodies. You'll be surprised of all the things that goes on. They'll tell their husband they're going on a business trip or they're going to be with his girlfriend and really they're all somewhere with other men having sex and just swapping partners like it ain't nothing.
Well,
all in front
what?
Of each other.
I've heard about the rich
stuff. Give a good point out of your book that it described that somebody can ask
I didn't hear.
Give a good pointer out of your book to us now.
Okay, say that again. Give me a what?
Give us a good pointer out of your book to prove you freaky in the bed.
Give you a good... your phone, it keeps going in. I'll give you something out of my book that proves that I'm freaky in the bed.
Give a good point out of your book to us
okay.
to show that you're freaky in the bed.
Geisha beads. Let a man insert geisha beads in your rectum. And while you're having sex.
What?
Yeah. Put it this way. I'll say pearls.
Right.
Pearls.
Uh-huh.
And what you do is that you move it down, and you insert it in a lady's rectum, and you're having sex like doggy style, and while you're doing it, you pull it out one by one, and it gives her a sensation that drives her crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that well said enough?
Okay.
Hello.
You can ask Tanya.
I'm trying. It keeps going in and out. Something's wrong.
I heard you, Tanya.
We heard you loud and clear.
Yeah. It's funny that you're on the show talking about this and these things because I was just online just being curious, just going through certain things. I came to another website with toys, and I've seen a lot. They have this thing called masturbation sleeve. It's just like a round cup, just something really round where the man would insert their penis in it and you would just masturbate with it on. And they have something also, it's like a suction cup, like one of them penis enlargements. You insert your penis in it and you just press the pump and you more or less, I guess you're masturbating.
I heard about that, but I'm not into masturbating. Never was and never will be.
Whoa, I can't go for that. No, I'm not going for that.
No, I'm not.
I ain't going for that. I'm not going for that.
I'm being honest with you. Seriously, I like the touch of a man. The smell, the feel, the everything. And I just never was into it.
I believe you. What woman does not love a touch of a man? You know, the straight women we talk about.
Yeah, but there's a lot of women I hear them say they're going to get their toy. They don't need a man, or they'll play with their toy. I don't have toys. My toy is the man.
Okay. On that aspect, I got you. But you say you don't believe masturbation. Are you telling me there was never any time? You're like, not no toys I'm talking about. We're just talking about masturbating.
Okay. I just never was into it.
Well, I guess every woman has their own thing about how
they
do it.
Yeah, everybody has their own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just not into that one.
Okay, I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm not pushing that.
Yeah. Tanya, what is your final thought on the topic?
My final thought is to Lady Edmund, be each other freak. You can't be a freak with anyone. But with that special one, because what you won't do, somebody else will do.
Oh, I believe you on that.
You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to keep marriages, I'm trying to keep relationships together. So be open-minded. Don't say no to everything. And to the guy that say he won't be tied up, let her tie you up.
You need to call out his name. Who are you talking about? So he knows.
The guy on the phone, what's your name that called in?
Joe. Yes, that's my name.
Joe, let her tie you up. She's not going to harm you, baby.
Okay,
she loves you.
You go on with your bad self, Joe.
Okay, if something go wrong, I'll be giving Rich a call to have you back on the show.
And make sure when you go to the grocery store and you get peanut butter, don't get the crunchy kind, get the smooth kind.
I'll be there. Is there any shout-out
you
want to give,
Tanya? We do not want any peanuts in the peanut butter.
Thank you.
Is there any shout-outs you want to give, Tanya?
I just want to say hello to everybody on Facebook, whoever listening, because I know some are just being nosy, but hello to you all. And I'm from Savannah, Georgia, and I want to say hello. And look forward to see me walking on the red carpet, because I'm going to be there.
Okay, and
stay tuned for my new book Deadline, and my other book is called Tanya D's Recipe Book on How to Keep a Man or Woman Coming Back. Cumming. You can Google Tanya D. Simmons or go in the bookstore. I'm on every website from the United States to the United Kingdom, and it's a self-help book for adults, men and women. So check it out.
We're gonna have you on to talk about that too. Your next novel, also, Tanya.
Okay, you'll love Deadline.
All right. Thank you for calling. Thanks, Tanya, for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for letting me be your guest.
All right. Tanya Simmons, Dons and Divas. All right. Coming up next, My Swagger is Crazy and his group, The Kettle. And we will be playing They Smashing Single, Juicy For Ya. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Hey yo, you can hit the dance floor now, you ain't gotta wait. We can take this outside, you ain't gotta hate. This here's a family affair, the family is here. Everybody put your hands in the air, and we don't need no hateration. Somebody better calm Duke down, cause they ain't a lace. So while you're waiting, get it percolating. Love to smoke, preferably purple hazing. Sharp as a buck 50, doing my dance to Honey Mag, cause she can't keep up with me. But I'm still banging them, sobbing them, still robbing them. And the whole world know kiss is a problem. But I ain't come to fight, I came to have fun tonight and hit more than one tonight. Get it drunk from beginning to end. Mary J and Jada, why yo, we did it again.
Come on everybody, get on now, cause you know we got to get it wrong. Mary J is in the spot tonight, and I'ma make you feel alright. Come on baby, just party with me, let loose and set your body free. Leave your situations out. rhyme, I hit all night. With a great track pumping, everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you leave your situations out the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
And the kid bouncing in the 6-4 until we crack the days. After a few shots, I'm faded. Family affair, you don't know where the spot's located if you're not related. And they got to hate it. How I switch from Marine to Chapar to Rolex. I watch them grade it. This year's no more drama, mainly because now my saving account show more commas. Usually it's mellow rappers in the club pulling models or pulling bottles out them yellow wrappers, staying on reach of those hammers and be standing on the couch like my mom's ain't teach me no manners. My we can leave the club and hit the beach in Guyana. Don't come back until I feed you the Santa and it's accents on each of our grammars. You with the young FABOLOUS family.
Welcome back, and with me right now, I have my swagger, It's Crazy, and the Kettle on the line. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's going on? I have Cannibal on the line, right?
Cannibal and Dynasty.
Automatic the Cannibal.
All right. I have Kiki on the line.
Dynasty in the building.
Oh, Dynasty, I got you on the line, too. Oh, all right,
yes,
all right, all right. Okay, so I have all y'all on the line. All right, we're going to make it happen tonight because
everybody's
going to hear y'all stuff. And we got Swagger on the line. Swagger, you here, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right, what's going on, Swag?
Same shit, different day.
I feel you making it happen, something crazy. Because this group right here ain't nothing to play with.
Nah, they put their work in.
Yeah, Swaggy, sound like he heard the track.
I know what happened.
Heard the fire.
Yeah.
And butter ain't hot.
Now, let me ask y'all, you know, let me go to Dynasty.
What's up?
Let's start with y'all name. How did y'all come up with the name The Kettle?
Oh, man. Nobody can explain it better than Otto, but The Kettle, I mean, to me, it's like when you think of the kettle, you think you already know it's hot. And Otto found out a way to break it down to a sound, to make it just sound like even better. Like I can't lie, they came over
with
names.
Let me explain that.
Like, what you think about it?
Let me explain it. All right, we got the three components of the kettle.
Okay.
You need the water. The water to boil. You know what I'm saying? You need the fire to get the water to boil. And without the liquid in it, you can't make the kettle whistle. So this is how it works. I'm the fire under the pot.
All right.
Pot.
Kiki is the water in the pot. She's going with the flow. Like, that's the water. And Dynasty is the pot that's holding everything together. Without either of us all together, we can't make the kettle whistle. So with us three, you know, all three components together is what makes the kettle whistle.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, right.
You
think
it sound like a scientist, right?
For real.
You like he's giving a science
that's the science.
All right. Now, Kiki, let me ask you, how did y'all meet to form the kettle?
Well, we've known each other for about 5 years or so. We've always been doing music together. And, you know, we realized that we vibe really well together. So we decided to form a group. And that's pretty much it. We've been rocking out ever since.
Okay, so now, whose idea was it?
minds.
Yeah, I gotta give it to Kiki. Because, you know,
I always wanted to be in a group growing up, but I mean, I was in a few girl groups and it just didn't really work out for me. So when I met these guys and we just, you know, started making the music we were making, I felt very comfortable working with them. I was like, you know, this could be it. And so far,
like,
so good.
First, me and Otto, we always make music, like, regardless of what it is. So she thought about making a group. We was like, So I was like, let's see what we come up with. Let's write. Let's do a few songs. And we were just like, yo, we unstoppable. Basically, that's just how it got together.
That shit come out fire.
Yeah.
Now, do everyone in the group write their own parts when it comes to doing a song?
It's tricky.
Yeah. We come up with the ideas and the concepts and melodies and stuff together. So, like, we write our own verses. We write our own verses, but as far as, like, coming up with a hook and a concept, everything is just straight teamwork. Like, you know, everybody has, like, different ideas. So when you put them together, it just comes out bigger than what we think it is individually.
Like me, I might be 8 bars into my verse, and I let Otto hear. He'd be like, nah, son, say this right here after that. And it just kind of goes. And sometimes it just... I tell him, like, yo, this is what you got to say, or this is what I wrote for you. He'd be like, this is what I wrote for you. And everything just flows. Like, we know each other, so we know what people would say, how we can put it out. Like, he may write something that he know I can deliver better, and I might say something that I know he got the diction and everything, his punctuality, to say it way better than I thought it up. So, I mean, it's a teamwork thing.
So the collaborating is definitely there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask y'all, what's the one thing, I want to ask each one of y'all this question, what's the one thing y'all fear about being in a group?
Well, I mean, I'll start off.
Uh-huh.
We don't really fear anything, but I think if we, you know, if there was one thing, for me, it's losing my guys, because life has a crazy way of, you know, messing with you, throwing obstacles in your path that sometimes, depending on your mindset, you don't overcome. So I just want to make sure that we're always good and we stay close.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to lose these guys. You know, I love working with them, and I just hope that's my fear is that.
Yeah. Whether anything goes down, whether it be with Otto's mom or Kiki's dad or my girl, everybody got an input, and we look into each other for advice. Or, you know, to get through stuff. So that makes us just stronger.
All right. So y'all not only as a group, y'all more like a family.
Yeah,
family.
Exactly. Now, y'all created a new sound.
Yeah, definitely.
Called Runway Rock. Elaborate on that.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
go ahead. All right. We all got ideas. Pretty much we're trying to do, like, a little bit of everything, which, like, gives it, like, it's like a fashion, like...
It's like a music fashion
show.
A little bit of everything.
Our music, you can actually make, like, do a Rip the Runway type of shit with it.
With just...
But it has a mix of pop, because it has a mixture of pop with, like, a twist of rock music, hip-hop, rap, R&B, like...
R&B.
It has pretty much everything, like... Like any genre, pretty much. And we just blend it in one.
You can't put us in a box, so we make our own box. Runway Rock.
We still have our own sound, though, so that's why we gave it a title.
That's why it's unique. You know what I'm saying? All
right. Now, Swag, you on the line?
Yeah, man.
All right. Now, Swag, what actually draw you to the kettle?
Well, what drew me to the kettle was Otto's mother. She gonna whoop my ass.
My mom's a gangster.
What happened was, his mother and I are childhood friends. We knew each other for over 40 years. And she gave me a call one day. She's like, you know, my son, she said, I see you do your promotion thing, and my son and I need a manager, and I want you to manage them. So I said, okay, cool, you know, let me hear how they sound, whatever. So I think I called Otto first.
Yeah.
You know, we talked for a minute on the phone, you know, we was vibing. So I said, you know, come to my crib, bring some music. Y'all come over. So they came over one night. We sat down, and, you know, I asked them a few questions where y'all want to go with your music, with your, you know, as far as as a group, as doing solo acts. Because it's more to them than just the kettle. It's a whole empire. You know, they have other artists with them as well. So I said, you know, I work with y'all, you know, and that was just about it. You know, they brought some music over, and, you know, it was it. I mean, me, I love music. You know what I'm saying? Besides being a promoter, I love music. That's my thing. Music, all kind of music, jazz, gospel, whatever kind of music you play, rock, I'll listen to it. So we hooked up, you know, we just took it from there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Dynasty.
What's that?
Let's talk about your single, Takeoff. Tell us a little something
man.
About that single.
The single, Takeoff, is just super duper, like, don't say nothing because I'm swagged out. I could take off and fly on you any minute. Like, when you hear the song, you just feel like no matter where you're walking, if you're driving, if you're walking, if you just finish arguing with somebody, you listen to that song, you'd be like, I'm fly, man. I ain't worried about it. Forget it. Like, you're just in a whole other mindset when you listen to that song. So, I mean, everybody put together on that hook. That's everybody singing that hook in unison. It just sounds perfect. I mean, it's just the perfect fly song. Like, you listen to it, it's swagged out. Like, you're like, damn, he said that? Damn, did he say that? Like, damn, he said that too? Like, it's just crazy.
Why?
So it's like
right
a super
now.
Swag anthem. Like, I'm just fly, so take off.
Anybody can relate to that song.
I feel you. I definitely feel you. We're going to get to that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, this is the kettle, Takeoff. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is the kettle. This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
ABS Media, Jenna.
Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
ABS Media, Jenna.
Oh, that's my favorite shit. So, everywhere you wanna go, this money.
Life where your heart switches sold out. 200,000 seats sold, plus it's cold out. I'm talking about this shit you really need to know about. What you know about? My driver for the bin, chauffeur name is Mike. So high, I bought a pilot for my flight. Welcome to Star Trek for me and Swag Mac. Pops just getting your mom's wet. Everything you're looking at, I own that. Strike a deep ceiling with her back on that. Gotta call me and tell me you own that. But before that, I was riding Cadillac, so flat. Now I'm in the G5, he's cold back. Head into the place where the fucking time rolls back.
And I'm gonna
do it again. Breeze past fast, leaving you in the wind. You missing mad cash that I blew with my friends. I know I get you mad seeing what I do on my ends now. A nigga got cash to toss up. And pearly white like a master foster. Fuck you, pay me, prostitution and caution. If you see my money, tell them meet me at the altar.
ABS Media, guys.
Oh, cause I think I should. So everywhere you wanna go with this money.
Cut haters off even I'm seven. I'm feeling the amount of money being measured. I love my money, long time, my pleasure.
ABS Media, Jenna.
Ever someone who ever really hating on my weather. I make it rain, it's your umbrella. The cheddar that got you wishing I couldn't do no better. Damn, I'm just trying to be king like I'm Coretta.
ABS Media,
Jenna. Oh, for the laughing like shit. So, everywhere you wanna go.
Come on,
take off.
I done already accomplished a mission. Went no longer seeking to be, cause I'm so fly. I can shoot up in the sky, I shit on a pigeon, and I always seem to be mentioned when I'm not around. Got this much jealous motherfucker be lying. I'm surprised that a fact haven't got around. Haters never see the truth because they're too busy flying. Supplying in the hood with that good. So deep prone, so they just been warned. I ain't waiting cause I'm wishing that any hood would. Having a bushing of an honor who's airborne, and we're on altitude of a lifetime. If you're not with it, then go down, and I'ma stay fly to the ending of my lifeline. A man's power never serves to cold ground. And in the kitchen, baby, it's levitating with the magic swagger. I guess I had the jizz on my own style. Since everybody is a swagger jacker, but back to the master fly shit. Your vocab is so irrelevant to the flyness. I always put a crown on my highness. Even got a cloud till it made just to see the sky this. Because
ABS
Media
Guy, everywhere you wanna go.
Wow. Let me ask y'all. That was crazy. That joint is crazy. It's a totally different feel to what y'all doing. Now, when y'all do y'all music, who does y'all production? Does y'all have one particular producer, or do y'all use random producers when you do your production?
Yeah, that's Dynasty right there.
That's you, Dynasty?
That's Dynasty right there.
Now, how long did it actually take y'all to put that whole single together?
I don't remember it really taking long.
Yeah, we wrote, what we did, we ended up writing Take Off, when we weren't even in the studio.
Yeah.
We went and we just laid it down.
Yeah, it didn't really take that long. I don't remember it taking long to do the track.
We had a late dance in a day, and then, we went back and perfected it, added stuff.
Definitely.
Stuff, but that was a cool thing.
Okay. Kiki, let me ask you.
Yeah?
They say you're known for your seductive but assertive swag. Tell us about that.
That would be me. I mean, I'm a different type of chick. I'm very laid back and cool, but at the same time, I'm sexy, and it's the same way on record, I'm in the pocket, I'm straight to the point, I'm going to give you what you need on the record, but because I'm singing it, the way I'm singing it, just, no matter what I'm singing, it comes off sexy. I don't know any other way to put it, and that's just me.
All right. Okay. I ain't even going to argue with you. No.
Rich.
Yeah.
Rich,
yeah.
Don't let her look fool you. She got some shit with her. All right. She got some shit with her.
That's all, it's just laid back. Okay. Now, Dynasty.
It's good.
You known for your mellow dick rap with swag. Explain that to us.
Yeah. Huh?
Explain that to us.
That melodic swag. Boy, that melodic swag.
I think it's being a producer. Just being a producer, I know where, what, and how to say it. Like, and I'm a melody. Everything I do is in tune. So, I don't know. It's just in my blood. Like, whenever I say something, it's gonna have a melody to it. Just like when I'm saying, whenever I say something, it's gonna have a melody. It's just like that.
I hear echo in the background.
I don't know what that's from.
Sound like a TV or something.
Yeah, I hear it too.
All right, got finished.
Yeah, no.
I mean, but that's just me. I mean, I think it comes from me being a producer. Like, I know every melody that can be made because I made the beats. So it's like I chase every note. So that's what you hear.
All right.
Yeah.
Automatic. You known for your grimy, gritty, versatile style.
That's definitely me. Cause I come off aggressive on the track. Like people call me the dog off the leash. It's automatic to cannibal, so I gotta come off like I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? The cannibal is always hungry, and that's me. I'm like hungry. Like we trying to eat. Eat him alive. Like we trying to eat.
Okay. But let me ask y'all. Do y'all consider yourself more lyrical artists or entertainers?
I think it's
both.
It's commercial, but at the same time, it's lyrical. Definitely lyrical.
Yeah, like we bring that. There's people not even saying what we're saying. And you can tell when we say it, whatever we say, we mean it. Like, we live that. Like, we say what we feel because that's how we feel.
Okay, now, what's on your mind? I'm going to ask y'all two questions. We're going to knock one stone, two shots. What's on y'all mind when y'all first go in the studio and when y'all go on stage to perform?
It's like, what fire are we going to make today when we go in the studio? And then when we go on stage, it's just going to be like, let's get everybody high off of us. Like, let's just go. Let's just do it. I don't know. What y'all think, guys?
It's about the business, but I just want to have fun doing what I'm doing. Like, you don't enjoy your job, it shows in your work. And if I'm laughing and I'm having fun while getting it done, I'm on point. You know, we good.
Okay, so
what's going on stage? I just want to have fun performing.
Yeah.
And I want you to like us.
Have anybody ever been stage fright where the next person be like, all right, put on these dark shades and just boom, close your eyes?
If it's ever that, then we tell them, there's none of that in here. You better take two shots and let's get it. I ain't no playing with that.
What you know, that's part of it, though. You got something to get on stage, though.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you better not get no damn stage fright. What you said, Swag?
Nobody better not get no damn stage fright.
I think we don't get stage fright because we just want it so bad.
Nothing like actually doing it.
I'm going to say this about them, and this is real talk. They enjoy what they do. You know what I'm saying? And they remind me a lot of myself because I enjoy what I do as far as being, you know, on productions. You know what I'm saying? As long as you enjoy what you do, you're always going to be successful. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When you don't enjoy what you do, you get frustrated, you don't give a fuck no more. They're hungry, they're enjoying themselves, and that's the main two things that you need in this music business. And they got a fresh sound.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I like them because they're more than just a group, they're family.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? When they first came to my crib and they was talking, you know me, I'm going to put you through the drill. Like, let me hear you say something. How about your clothes? Let me see, you know, I asked about how they image, what kind of image they want. Everybody has their own image. It wasn't, let's all three dress alike. That shit is corny. This is not Boys and Men. You know what I'm saying? This ain't Jodeci. We ain't hold shit to the table. The only way I can say it give you a hard time is that damn Auto. Auto just be on his own planet.
That's how I was going to ask you out of the group, which one of them you feel give you the most, like, because out of every group, it's one person that's just like, all right, such and such, such and such. That's just normal for every group. You know?
When they first performed at my birthday party, Auto was going crazy. I had to tell him like 30 times, yo, go downstairs and get on stage. Every dress went by, he was on it. I'm like, this dude is bummed out. Then, on top of that, he gets on the stage. He in the corner humping. I'm like, yo, this dude is bummed out. Man. I'm like, yo, Danny, so go get him. Go get him. But, you know, he's having fun.
Yeah.
He's having fun. But you know what I'm saying? But he's a what I'm saying? I have no kind of like, oh, they getting on my damn nerve or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They handle their business.
All right.
Sometimes we don't talk for weeks and days, and I'll call them like, yo, what y'all doing? Oh, we in the studio. And they not lying because they be like, yo, you got to check out this track. You got to check out this track. You got to check out this track. So I'd be like, okay, all right.
All right, so they staying ahead of the game.
Exactly.
Well, that's the only thing you're going to make. You got to stay ahead because right now the industry is so grimy, it's ridiculous.
That's true. So,
I want to get into that. That's another one of y'all singles. For you, but I have a caller on the line. I want to come and say something to y'all. So we're going to bring that caller in real fast. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. You have the kettle on the line.
Oh, how you doing, guys, ladies, gentlemen? How you doing?
It's good, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything's well, brother. First, I want to say, like, I have a good ear for music. And if I may start with Kiki first. And I was listening to you, you know, many times describe who you are. So, in my opinion, as a listener, you know, and someone who enjoys the music, I would say that in your lyrics, you just like keep your real. It's like you're like giving the people a part of yourself, a part of who you are. You just keep it real. There's nothing phony about your lyrics. You let the people who you are. unlike some artists, they talk about, I'm this, I'm that, I got this, and I'm that. But at the end of the day, they're really not that. They're just fronting. They're fronting.
There's no other way
real.
To be.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what you're saying. Exactly. So I feel you on that.
As far as
all three of y'all breaking it down, the kettle thing, I feel that too. The big family, I like your swag for other style, you know what I mean? And the way y'all broke it down, the water and everything. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, okay, that's real. I mean, I'm thinking about earth and the fire, the three elements. I mean, you can't have one, you can't work without the other.
Yeah.
I mean, and when you're talking about the earth, you're talking about everything, because, you know, without the earth, you can't. There's no wind, there's no fire. It's a combination.
Uh-huh.
You got to have it all. You got to have it all. For real. And,
hey.
What the hell? Yo, what the hell, is somebody building a house or something?
That's what I was going to say. What is going on? There's something going on in the background.
That's really real. And one last thing, though, you know, y'all music is definitely going to be a classic because it's like back in the day when they was making house music, club music, that music is everlasting. Like, you can still play some of that music today in the clubs. And your
right.
music, the first track that y'all played, that's the same thing that I'm hearing. That
yeah.
track right there, you can, like, 20, 30 years from now, you can still
mm-hmm.
bring that in the club. It's like, yeah, you can hear it. Everlasting. It's timeless. Yes, timeless. I mean, because the way y'all put that track together is entertaining both ways, the young, the old, dealing. I mean, you can go back with it, you can go front with it, middle with it. No matter where you go with it, it's right there, timeless.
True.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to add to this. I haven't heard a track from them yet that I've been like, nah, that shit is garbage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
True story.
Okay.
And that's because I turn a lot of shit down. I can't front. I'd be like, nah, we good. We'll pass on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they respect it. They'd be like, come on, Johnny C, it's hot. It's hot. I'd be like, yo, it's not a hit. So let's not make nothing but hits.
y'all definitely doing it. Now, Kiki.
Yes, I'm here.
Let's talk about another one of y'all singles, Juicy Fire.
Oh, man.
That's my shit.
A little bit about that single.
Yo, that was the first joint ever played for me. That's my shit right there.
Yeah.
Juicy for you. I mean, honestly, I don't have to say much about that. The title speaks for itself. It's one of our more, I mean, all our songs were fun, but we had a lot of fun doing this one. It's more seductive than, you know, other stuff that we have. And
that's
it's basically
shit.
What it sounds like.
That shit is freaky. That shit is straight up.
It's
man.
Freaky, yeah. It's freaky. I didn't want to get it. I was trying to keep it, you know, a certain way.
It tricks the white cooler.
Wow.
So we're going to get
yeah.
into that. We
Juicy
definitely going to get into that.
Answer that before Odo says something else inappropriate. he's losing it over here.
Oh, man. All right, Dawes and Divas. Here's another smashing single by The Kettle, hitting the nation hard. Juicy Fresh. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
Yes, sir.
Butter, baby.
This is the GQ Palace exclusive.
Call me so I can make it juicy for you. Call me so I can make it juicy for you. Call me so I can make it juicy for you. Call me so I can make it juicy for you. Wow! I can make it juicy for you.
I can make it juicy for ya. I can take you there, bring you back, then put this booty on ya. Throw my gooey on ya. It's like a movie for ya. In the zone, you should watch me more. Cause I can drop it low, I should take it to the moon. I'm coming when you go. Got you coming soon. And I know you know it's a joke. Baby, watch me, baby.
Time I come around, ladies want me to take them down. Before that, you must do some freaky that will get me around. Blowing out my purple clouds. Time is valuable, so you bent over will be worth the while. Shake it, wiggle it, baby, jiggle it. Open up my tongue, send a tease and a tickle it. Don't stop, please, till you finish it. You're only gonna be up on the knees for a little bit. Slow it down, speed it up. Automatic cannibal, gonna eat it up, then beat it up. Tap out, now shorty shake something until you break something. Four players acting, but my dick make sure you can't fake nothing. Baby moan, angry action, mad verbs make you scream my name louder, spell it out backwards.
In between, I throw my garden snake right in your roses as she flash. I'm posing in my cash. I throw it just as fast. Cause I'm blowing in your ass. Cause you know this. Fall back, fall up on me. I'ma knock him around cause I'm bowling for free. G-Y, Nasty, and your favorite producer, well, that's me. Stacks in the air when it rain on me. Short hair, don't care, put the drinks on me. Fat ass everywhere, put that thing on me. I'm a free man, girl, lean on me. Cash in, girl, on me. Where we gon' be, pipe ain't right, she won't cheat on me. Kung Fu G-R-I-P on me. With my third leg knee deep in between your wife, that is where you'll finally have her dripping juice like the Jerry curl in the early 90s. Girl, girl, I'm sipping on pop. When I walk up in the club, they show me love. I ain't no thug when you see me throwing dubs. Cause I'm really stacked up in the back of the trunk, in the back of the front. You acting up, you smack this fuck. I'ma mess it up. You can get it back, bro, while you back it up. I'ma put it in the middle while you don't eat it.
Call me so I can make it juicy for you. Call me.
Wow. Yo, I gotta ask y'all.
Yeah.
Who is that flowing like that, yo?
The last one?
Who is that?
The last one was me.
I'm going crazy on it. That's the first track you heard, right, Swag?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You gotta. Oh,
that
wow.
The first track they played for me, and I was like, wow, that's crazy right there.
Dynasty, you did the production.
Yeah. That's me on the hook in the third verse.
You are sick with it. I'm going to be straight up with you. You are sick with it. I'm not lying to you. Now, what's the worst thing y'all hate about being in a group?
I don't know. Let me think about it real quick. It's a good one.
Well, I'm thinking. I got one. Nah.
Oh, I know. I know.
Guys, but, you know, with three different people. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I got one. Look, the thing that Kiki is afraid to say right now. We all on different time schedule and it's hard. So when we get in the stew, it's like we gotta work. We gotta make it happen because it's like hard. We don't know when the next time we all gonna have that free time. So it's like, yo, we in here now. It don't matter if we tired. We just work 14-hour shift at work. We in there. Like, we got the free time, even if it's an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours. We in there. Like, so that's the hardest thing, but that's what makes us that much more hungrier. So it's like, hey.
Okay.
I mean, it's a gift and a curse about being in the group, but it works out. You hear it in the music. You hear it. So.
Now, I'm gonna ask this question for each one of y'all. What are y'all inspiration and goals as an up and coming artist?
Man, I just want to be the best producer there is. I just want people to see. I just want people to see like my mind is in a different place when I'm making music. Like I watch myself, like Kiki done tape me a few times while I'm making music, while I'm producing, and I look at it, I'm like, damn, I be in, on some other shit. Like my mind is in a whole other place. It's like when Auto write his verses, and when Kiki's recording her verses, you be like, yo, how the hell she right on point with it like that? So it's like we all got that song, and hey, it worked.
Yo, Rick.
Wow.
Yeah. When they first came to my crib, right? And they were sitting down, we sitting down listening to the music. You got to see how they all just interact with each other. It's like, you don't find that shit in young people today, you know what I'm saying? Somebody always beefing, somebody feeling some way about each other. They laughing, they joking. I'm like, yo, these dudes is funny as a motherfucker. Yo. <For real.
laughs>
But you know, like I said, they enjoy what they do, so I'm blessed to work with them, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of them, you know what I'm saying? I got to just work with Auto a little more. We're going to be all right. We're going to make sure he's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? But he's a good dude. He, you know, it's all about team. And they got a good team. And Dynasty, he's a beast with that production shit. He just
he
brings a whole new generation of sound to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're looking.
Yeah, you are really sick with it, huh? You are. It's no question about it. Now, how would y'all explain if, let's say, y'all had to go on a stage?
Yeah.
All right. And somebody couldn't make it. How would y'all go about getting around that situation?
I think the hardest thing would be if Kiki was missing. But you know what? I mean, I'm sure that someone would make it happen. Like, because y'all. Auto know my verses, and I know Auto verses because I be amping his shit up. Like, his shit be so fire to me. His mindset is crazy to me, so I admire that to the fullest. Kiki, only thing about her is she's got that voice, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, me and Auto sing. We can blow. But where Kiki's at, where her range is, like, oh, God. You need that. You got to have that. Like, so if that would be the hardest thing, if Kiki was missing, I'd be like, shh, what are we going to do, kid? Well, we'll figure it out.
Voice recorder, y'all better.
We're going to lip sync this.
I'm trying to see that.
Well, you know, I got the inbox right with me, you know what I'm saying? I got the inbox in the Pro Tools right with me. I'll put her verse right on the track and let it play.
And y'all just
like,
rock out while
we'll
playing.
Rock out.
Something.
Like
we'll
that.
Be busting the turkey and shit.
Y'all better figure it out.
So, now, if y'all had the chance to perform with anybody in the industry as being, you know, a group that y'all are, who would y'all want to perform with?
I think they might get, I think whoever we perform might get mad at us because, you know, nigga songs ain't messing with us, you know what I'm saying? But, I don't know. Which one y'all think? I don't know.
I mean, it got to be somebody.
You're busy
well,
trying to make it.
Yo, Dynasty, you can't front. We get a lot of inspiration from certain artists and stuff.
Yeah, we
do.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah,
so it's got to be somebody that y'all wouldn't mind, you know.
It wouldn't. I mean, as a group, it'd be hard for us to pick one. But I know, but my individual
I'm talking about anybody. Like, as y'all being a group, which artist would y'all like to perform with?
My top three artists I love to perform with would be... I say Kanye, MC Light, and who else?
Kanye who?
No, Kanye, MC Light. MC Light is the best female rapper there was. Like that, MC Light. I'll put her on the track and have her come right back out. I would come right back out, rough neck with it. But I don't know, man. I mean, Otto, who you think?
J. Cole, Ryan Leslie, and I'll put my boy Meek Mill on there. Meek Mill. He hungry. Meek Mill. That's why I come out on stage.
Well, I mean, I really don't know. I never really thought about it. And this might not really ever work out. But I love Brandy. And I would want to perform with her anytime, any day. I love her to death. She is so dope to me. So I'm going to say Brandy. I don't know how that would work out, the kettle and Brandy, but but she's a beast.
Fuego, son.
Yeah.
I got my top three. Where are my top three?
What's your top three?
My top three, Mary J. Blige.
Right.
Alicia Keys.
Keys.
And one more. I need one more, right? Mary J. Blige, Alicia Keys. And for like a rap song, I would like them to see them perform with, what's the dude's name?
Good Nothing Drake.
Who? What's his dude's name? Damn, man.
Come on, Swag.
Who you be with?
Oh, my brother, no, it's not a rapper. I'm bugging out. Usher.
Oh, man.
That'd be L.
You know what? I pick Usher because a lot of people say Usher's washed up because Chris Brown is here. Usher could blow.
Yeah, Usher could blow.
For sure.
Usher could blow. Chris Brown, no disrespect to him. No disrespect to him. He does a lot of lip syncing.
Nah, Chris Brown a beat, though. He dancing.
He's a beast. He's an entertainer. It's a difference from a singer and an entertainer.
For sure.
Yeah, he's definitely
an entertainer. Does a lot of lip syncing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mary J. Blige is a singer. Jennifer Hudson is a singer.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson is an entertainer. She does a lot of lip syncing.
Yeah.
And she dances a lot. Ain't no way in the world you can do all that damn dancing and sing no fucking notes. I'm being
right,
real.
Right. Now, Cannibal.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your single, We Don't Give a Fuck. I heard that's an empire. Tell us a little bit about that.
That shit is fuego. All right. Dynasty made the beat. Blazed it. And we had some EMP members and shit come through and shit. And we just made an EMP anthem called We Don't Give a Fuck. EMP is the first three letters of the word empire. It stands for everybody's making progress. You know what I'm saying? It's very, you know, like street friendly. You know what I'm saying? My boy Wavy, he's on the first verse of the track. He's here. Yo, say what's up.
Wavy here. What's going on? How everybody doing?
Hi.
Yeah, my boy Karma P, he's not here right now, but he's on the third verse. I'm on the second verse, and Dynasty's on the hook.
And I'm there in spirit.
It was too raw, man. It was too raw.
Oh, wow. All right, so you know what? I want you to introduce that track.
All right, yo. Everybody that's listening, this is EMP's anthem, We Don't Give a Fuck.
That's right.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
AVS Media Demo.
Dynasty. Wavy. Now guess who is fly pockets on register, occasionally a debitor. Feeling good like nice temperature, we cool. You are now rocking with the crew. So have a ball with no tip off, who playing that? Mommy, that booty ain't square, that's why you staying around. You feel me ready, your stomach leaving your back and body on bit of you from Memphis. A few Tennessee, enjoying life in NYC. Come here, my Benaki, por favor, it's so mature to score with me, yeah. Still at night in the club scene. Seems like all in my bloodstream. Don't need an STI for me to burn it up. no keeping it low key, cause we turn it up.
Well, like a bit of donation, get it on, glitter tone, wrist glisten on faces, achiever in the bong, about to bomb it on bases, see honey from the twerk team, on stage shaking it, the cake shorty baking it, we making it or taking it, savoring the salivating flavor like it's
AVS Media.
I got the bitches chasing it, you loving it, we balling till I'm falling like Niagara, fuck these bitches like I'm on X-Men with the Viagra, you mad bro, cause shorty said I look good, my bad bro, nah, there's no sympathy, my swag is meant to grab, but when I bag her, I'm a Jason, next that pussy run,
AVS Media.
I stroke it and poke it, they open, they just can't help it, understand where niggas coming from, my squad ain't never ever give a fuck, like we a bunch of nuns, oh no.
Coming up, anything?
We should. Hook one
well,
up.
Well, I'm working on their first showcase.
Mm.
I'm working on their first showcase. I've got to iron out some wrinkles, you know, when people,
oh, okay.
You know, when it comes to, when people know you got something good,
mm-hmm.
They try to just give you the extra stroke. And, you know, I've been in this game too long to get extra stroke. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like, it's not all about me. It's about my, you know, about them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bring them to the forefront unless that door is fully open. I'm not dealing with no cracked doors or when you go through the door closed, this shit going to be open.
Sir?
I feel you.
So, but they have I'm putting together their first live showcase. I'm looking
right,
at some venues and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Because there ain't going to be no hole in the wall where you got to put the money under the door and peek through and all that shit, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know you're going to do it big, Swag. You know how that go?
Yes, sir.
But I really want to thank y'all for joining us. Even do y'all got y'all Facebook, you know, Twitter, all that y'all want to give them, you know?
Yo, all them upcoming rappers, all them hot guys that just want to get on the track, all them singers, R&B, I do pop, R&B, hip-hop, whatever. You want to get that Dynasty for a hot track, hit me up on the Twitter, at WhoButDynasty. That's WhoButDynasty, Who But Dynasty. Yes, sir.
All right. Is there any shout-outs y'all want to give?
Shout-out to Swag, man. Shout-out to the Kettle.
All right.
Yeah.
This is Automatic the Cannibal. If you ever looking for, you know, some good features or whatever, Hot 16 or whatever, go
sure.
to Automatic_Hot16 for my Twitter at twitter.com. Automatic_Hot16@twitter.com.
And last but not least.
You're kind of quiet
you
lately.
You guys can follow me. Anybody, you know, I sing. If you need a feature from a chick, a female singer, I do R&B, pop, whatever it is you need done, I can do it. You can follow me at Kehlia B. That's KHELIA_B, as in boy, on Twitter.com. All right? And the kettle
thing.
Email. Whoa.
Yeah.
And
that
one more
it.
Thing. The kettle email, the kettle Twitter is thekettle3@twitter.com. All right? That's kettle,
yep.
KHELIA, the number 3, at Twitter. All
right? Anybody who want to send music or audition for the Empire? The email for the Empire is empiremusicgroupnyc@gmail.com. So, that's
it. I ain't
it.
Got no damn Twitter. I ain't want nobody following me a damn place.
You want to get the swagger, you got to go to us.
But you know how to get me on. My swagger is crazy, no shine, no grind. FOH/Facebook. That's where I'm at. I got my red and white affair tomorrow. June 15th, my 21st anniversary celebration. The kettle will be in the building.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? My team, Diva Swag, everybody going to be in the building celebrating 21 years of this game.
Definitely going to be a party.
You know
what? You know what I'm saying? That's about it. And I want to say to the kettle, I'm proud of y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all do, making
love.
Good music. And we're going to the next level. Believe that.
For sure.
Yeah, y'all definitely doing it, yo. Ain't no question about it.
Good luck, GQ Radio. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
oh, good luck, yo. No doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, anytime y'all ready to come back, just let us know. Swag know is never a problem.
Hell yeah.
Never a problem.
We're going to come
back
with
back.
More
I'll
heat.
I'll be back because, you know, my anniversary party, you know, I like to give away shit. So I'll be back.
No doubt. No doubt, Swag.
I like to give away some shit. So, yeah,
right,
I want to thank y'all for having them on the show. And you're going to have some more for them. Trust and believe that.
For sure.
No doubt. Good looking, Swag. You know how we do it.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
Later.
All right.
Later. All
right.
All right.
Peace.
The kettle with my swagger is crazy. Dons and Divas. Okay. Coming up next, Envy from the Trendsetters. Here to let us know what's been going on with the Trendsetters, and we also going to talk about that big anniversary party that's going down tomorrow night at the Paradise Theater. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done this moment, we'll be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I could have this moment for life, for life, for life.
me drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz. Doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be our year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me in gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. My moment, I just feel so alive, alive, alive.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Envy from the Trendsetters. Envy, welcome to the show. What's
How
going
are
on,
you?
Envy? All right.
I'm chilling.
Right.
I'm chilling. You know that.
Yeah, I see. Lines is all lit up. Y'all be doing it. I'm like, God, y'all definitely be doing it. Ain't
I'll
no question
you,
about
I'll
it.
I feel you. Trendsetters is what it is right now.
Oh, no doubt. What it is, what it's going to be, what it's going to stay. You know how that goes. Now, Envy.
Yes, sir.
How did you come up with your name?
That's a very funny story, because I remember sitting in my sister's living room, filling out the application, like, yo, I got to come up with a name. And I don't really remember all the other names that I picked. But I was like, yo, I'm going to go with Envy. But we were at first, in the beginning, we was going to spell it E-N-V-Y. And my sister Couture was like, nah, we just going to use the N and the V. And when I tell you that stuck with me, that stuck with me. Everybody be like, yo, what it is, Envy, what up? What's happening?
Wow. I like that, too. You know, it's simple, but it means something. You
what?
Know what I mean?
Isn't it?
It definitely
Man,
means
listen.
Something. Now, what's your position with the Trendsetters?
Well, I don't have a position.
Okay.
I just help out where I'm needed.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to be the chauffeur that day, I'm going to be the chauffeur that day. If I need to run errands, go shopping to get the clothes, I'm going shopping to get the clothes. I'm versatile, baby. I do it all.
Okay. Not wrong with that. I see what you're saying. You don't have a position, but you're there when they need you.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing at all. Now, what is the Trendsetters' goal?
Basically, our goal is to continue to maintain our sisterhood. That's one of our biggest goals. Another goal we have, y'all better look out for us.
we going to be featured in that Sister to Sister magazine. So definitely look out for that in the next couple of years, because that's what our goal is also. We trying to show people that everybody ain't on the streets, standing on the corners. You understand what I'm saying? You got females. You got males, too. I'm not going to take it away from the males. You got males, too, that's trying to, you know, do positive things in the community. Show these teenagers, like, listen, go out there and get that job, because nobody's going to take care of you. And these 8 females that we have, believe me when I tell you, we grind.
Yeah, y'all definitely do.
With the family. You understand what I'm saying?
Because,
like, people look at, oh, all these shit kids out here doing down, they trying to party. They not, I'm not even saying trans, I'm just saying in general. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, all they want to do is party. We not about that. Now, believe me, we work hard so we could play hard. So I'm not saying we not going to let our hair down.
Exactly.
But you understand what I'm saying? We want to give back to the community also.
And y'all definitely do, because that's what a lot of people don't understand about the trendsetters. They think y'all are promoters when y'all female.
Nah, baby, we more than just promoters.
Exactly. And that's what definitely is, you know, where the trendsetters come in. Because y'all definitely, when I first met Couture, I said, y'all doing the big things. I heard about y'all. I told her when she first came on the show. She was like, well, I said, I'm telling you, I heard about y'all. Y'all doing big things. Y'all definitely doing it. But, we already have some callers on the line for you, so we're going to bring the callers in, because you know I got to get y'all callers in. I don't want nobody chasing me or beating me down at the theater, so we're going to get these callers in.
That's funny.
Caller, are you on the air?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the line with Envy from the Trendsetters.
Hi, sis. This is Ms. Mo.
What's poppin', Ms. Mo?
How you doing?
I'm chilling, baby. You already know that.
I'm going to show you love. You already know Trendsetters is building early.
Word.
I'm just calling to, you know, show my sister some love. Just let you know I love you. Now,
thank you, baby. I love you, too.
You're welcome. All right. See you tomorrow.
Definitely.
All right.
Y'all, you know one thing about y'all? Y'all definitely be doing it. We have another call on the line for you, Envy. We're going to bring that call in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you have Envy from the Trendsetters.
I want to shout out my aunt Al.
That's my family from PA.
No, you already know who this is. Don't ask.
That's my baby right there. She in the building tomorrow with her red and white.
Red and white, you're ready in here tomorrow, Al.
That's my boy right there.
I'm listening to the boy from PA.
You play too much.
And then.
DJ, you play too much, baby. You're doing it, girl.
Thank you. That's my family from PA, baby. They definitely coming up here. They going to be at the Paradise Theater hard body tomorrow with their red and white on.
Oh, you crazy, dog. But thank you for calling, baby.
I love you, too.
All right, later.
Later.
All right. We have another call on the line for you, Envy. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. You have Envy from the Trendsetters on the line.
How you feeling? This is just Tazzo. I'm just calling to talk my baby girl out. I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing. Love the Trendsetters movement. Y'all keep it up.
That's one of the Mr. Setter trends, baby. He supports Trendsetters hard body.
Definitely. What? I'm just calling and shouting you out. Let me do your thing, baby girl.
Thank you, boo.
Got
it. All right. We have another call on the line for you, Envy. Hello, caller. You on the air?
Hello?
Yes, you're
Hello?
On the line with Envy from the Trendsetters.
This me, Chocolate.
What up, Sweet Chocolate?
That's what I'm going. You ready? I'm ready. I'm ready. I got my dancing shoes on. We going to do it up.
Tomorrow's going to be crazy. I'm telling y'all, y'all better call now. I'm dropping tickets. Call us in the next half an hour. Tell me where you want me to meet you with the tickets. I got them in my bag right now. We dropping
That's
tickets off all night.
All night.
You crazy. You see how we doing, right, Rich? You see, right?
Wow.
I'm telling you.
We're going to take a little minute, because last time I had y'all on the line, I didn't even get a chance to finish.
We're going to stop the call for a minute. We're going to stop the call for a minute.
Now, let me ask you, how many trendsetters is there total?
We have 8 females on this team. But I don't want to leave out the baby trends. We got the baby trends. We got the Mr. Setter trends. And I'm going to name, and I'm going to give y'all a quote. And if we got a title, I'm going to give you the title real quick.
Okay.
So, you know, first of all, we got the president / CEO, Couture, the queen of it. There you go. Then we got our VP, Frenchie. She's fancy, huh? Then we got our secretary / treasurer, Jules. She's always magnificent. Then we got our COO, Cash. She gets it. Then we got our community liaison, Starlight. She's heavily signed. Then we got our girl, Sweet Chocolate. She more than just flavor. Feel me? Then we got Miss Mo.
Okay.
So they say. And then we got myself, Envy. You know what it is.
A box of chocolates going on there.
It's baby. Listen.
Wow. But you know what?
Crazy baby trends in the building. Y'all definitely going to see them when you come out to the community service events. They hard. They help where we need help. You know what I'm saying? We love our baby trends. We love our Mr. Setter trends. They back us up anytime. We need them to run and go get this. They doing it for us. We don't have no problems. We like one big happy family.
You know, that's the good thing about it. As long as you got those supporters, you know, and that's it. And I can say y'all definitely doing for what y'all got to do for the community. Ain't no question about it. How long has the trendsetters been together?
Ooh, I'm going to just tell you, trendsetters been going hard for 2 years strong. But I'm going to say this. My sister probably going to kill me, but she going to be all right. Couture used to be a one-man team. She used to do this hustling by herself, promoting.
What?
By herself. You understand what I'm saying? But trendsetters has been going hard for 2 years strong. But I want to shout my sister out because y'all know that's my sister and I love her to death. She was doing this by herself for a minute.
Wow.
Promoting community service. She was holding it down. So, you know, her team definitely loves her to death, even though she be free. But we love her.
Yeah, old Couture. I don't mess with Couture. See, hey, Couture, what's going on? Now, how do y'all go about organizing an event for the community?
Basically, we organize our events amongst each other, and we depend, like, on where we need help with. Like, for instance, you know, the pajama program for our Set a Trend Day. You know, like, next year that might not be, we might not do pajama day. Somebody else might need the help. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a school might need us to donate paper towels, hand sanitizer, things like that. So we actually do our events according to who needs the most help.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So,
okay.
I mean, yeah, it works out. It definitely works out. And, you know, like I said, people, they be like, trendsetters, we need them. And
now,
some old flyer.
You know what I want to ask you? Because somebody had asked me, and I want to ask you, do y'all, you know, this is just something out of the blue, you know, because somebody had asked me about y'all, and they was like, do y'all go to, like, schools to, like, support the schools and everything?
Absolutely. We're actually doing, you know, our June 2nd event. It's our Love and Literacy. We're donating pajamas to the pajama program, and we're also donating books. So we're donating books to two schools, and we're also donating books to the rec center.
Ah, okay.
So, right, the St. James rec center, because they always have our back.
Okay. Because what they was asking me, like, do y'all go to the kids' school? Like, you know, like they wanted y'all to go to the kids' school, the trendsetters, to go to the kids' school.
Okay, that would be a great idea. And whoever was asking you, you need have them, you know, look, we everywhere. We got a website. We got a Facebook page. We got phone numbers out there. I know everybody's name and numbers are on, like, 50,000 flyers out there.
So all you got to do is call, and I'll definitely leave the information with you. So if you happen to speak to that person again, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they might want us to come on and do it like a sit and read books to the kids, or, you know, talk to the kids about the careers, what we do for a living, you know what I'm saying, and how we maintain our personal life and how we still, you know, still got time to do trendsetters. I think that would be a really good idea. So whoever asked you that question,
uh-huh.
You can kind of tell them, you're
going to
give them the information.
Okay, I definitely will, because, you know, it's, you know, their daughter is, you know, about 5, 6, I think, and they want to know, you know, do they go to your school and everything. So I told them, I was like, you know, well, let me find out. I don't want
right.
to say, yeah, let me,
right,
I got
right.
since that it's coming on, let me ask them, and then, you know, we can work it from there. So I'm going to definitely get their information and, you know, maybe contact one of y'all, maybe contact you since I spoke to you about it, and I could work it from there, because that is a good
right,
idea.
Right, definitely,
though.
And I'll pass it on to who it needs to be passed on to.
All right, that's definitely a good idea, too. Now, let me ask you, what's the best thing you like about the trendsetters?
The best thing I like about trendsetters is the fact that we have this sisterhood that nobody could break. You understand what I'm saying? And I love the fact that we could give back to somebody less fortunate.
Mm.
You understand
that's
what I'm saying? Like,
thing.
Yeah, that's deep. That's some you. It's deep. It's really deep. And it's after our event, no matter how hard we worked the night before, how hard we worked that day, at the end of the event, we are happy, and that's what matters to me.
Exactly. Now, you know what I want to know? You know, it's good how all y'all females get along like sisters, because not too many females get along. Like the way y'all do, what is y'all secret?
Let me tell you something. It's like your blood sister. It's like your blood sister. You're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have your bad days. You're going to have your good days. But at the end of the day, before you go to sleep at night, whatever beef y'all had, before you go to bed, it's squashed. If I'm mad at you or you did something, we're going to hash it out. It's like your blood sister. You understand what I'm saying? We're not going to bed mad at each other, waking up the next day mad at each other. Nah, we put it out there, we get it out there on the table, and that's why it works. Because when you start trying to hold stuff in, and it's building up and it's building up, if that becomes a problem, you understand what I'm saying? Because now you're going to lash out on that person, and you might lash out the wrong way. So basically we try, you know, to make sure everybody talks to each other every single day. Even if it's to say, good morning or good night, we speak to each other every single day.
Okay, so that's like if y'all decide to get somebody new, y'all build that bond up with them, let them know what it is before they even get to
absolutely.
That next
absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, now let me ask you, because y'all be doing it with the clothing designers and all that. I was looking at y'all pictures, I'm like, man, they got all types of,
you
who is y'all designer?
What?
You know, I'm like, you know, y'all be killing it with the gear. I'm not even lying to you. You know, the vests, the jackets and all that. Do y'all got a certain clothing designer y'all deal with, or do somebody just do that themselves?
Well, basically, couture deals with the embroidery work, the spray paint, anything we have on our clothes. She basically deals with it. We all sit together, come up with an idea or, you know, a style that we like, and then she makes sure she see it through.
Okay.
A lot of people say that to me, like at my job when I go to work every day, I got something on that says Trendsetter Productions, Envy, you know what it is. They be like, yo, how much stuff you got at home? I said, yo, you don't even want to know, but I'm going to let y'all see it. Don't worry, because I wear my stuff every day.
Because y'all got
I was
some.
Like, don't worry.
I definitely got some stuff there. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah,
now,
we popping. We definitely popping.
Now, let's talk about this anniversary party going down tomorrow at the Paradise Theater.
Listen, this is an event that you do not want to miss. If you need tickets, you can hit up any trendsetter. Like I said, I'm delivering tickets all night. Hit me up tomorrow. I'm delivering all day until it's time for us that until it's time for that main event. But basically, it's our second year anniversary. It's the red and white edition. We need everybody to bring a grown and sexy on. You know what I'm saying? The little dudes, they could throw on their little uptown, fresh, white
up. You know how they want to come in and the bottom is a little yellow? We don't want that. We don't want that. We want the fresh white.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
We want y'all to come hard.
I feel you.
That's what we about to do. You understand what I'm saying? We doing it. Nobody did it like this. We giving them the open buffet. I mean, we doing it up for them. And basically, our proceeds is going to the AIDS, like, you know, the cure to fight AIDS.
Okay, so okay.
Everybody needs to be out here. Everybody. Come through. Hit us up. I'm throwing numbers out there. If you need a number, call for them tickets. Get some last-minute tickets because I'm telling you, the paradise is what it is. It's what,
all right.
Go to the paradise, and it's crowded. I'm telling you. So y'all need to be there.
Now, who else is y'all doing this? Who else is involved with the anniversary?
We're doing it with Swagger Like Us. Yes, we definitely want to. Latian is definitely in the building with us on this flyer here. We got a few other promoters, you know, on the Rocks Entertainment, and it's a few other promoters we got down with us. But Trendsetters.
We actually have.
Trendsetters.
You know what? I just love y'all style because y'all definitely doing it. Ain't no question about it. We have another caller on the line for you, NV. We're going to bring that caller in real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have NV from the Trendsetters on the line.
Hi, Miss NV.
Hi.
I just want to say I am one of the biggest fans of Trendsetters. I'm just saying. I love you, lady.
Thank you.
You're doing big things. I'm listening in, and I hear a baby Trends, and I'm like, what? Wow. Like,
yes. I'm telling you. You'll come out June 2nd, baby. You're going to see them. And they little shirts smile. You know what it is, baby.
Well, I definitely support you. You guys keep doing an excellent job, and, you know, GQ Palace is right there, right behind y'all.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, Ivy, let the listeners know what events y'all have coming up.
Hey, I got you. But everybody know, definitely we got we're doing our red and white event tomorrow. We got Coco Chanel definitely going to be in the building, holding Trendsetters down. We got June 2nd, we got our Set a Trend Draw. That's the Love and Literacy. We're taking books and pajamas, new pajamas, slightly used books. They don't have to be brand new. And the ages is from, if I'm not mistaken, the ages is from 3 to 17. 3 months to 17. But I'll double check that for you. Oh, actually, I'm lying. It's from newborn to 17. And that's going to be at the St. James Rec Center from 11 to 4. The Rec Center is on 2530 Jerome Avenue. So, you know, come out and support that. Definitely bring your pajamas and your books. We having our free appreciation party that's going down. Trendsetters is letting everybody party for free. The week of July 21st, we got a man up film day. Come out and have fun. We got games, food, all types of tournaments. I remember last year we had a tug of war tournament. When I tell you, I thought I was about to fall over. But we had a good time. You know, we enjoyed ourselves. It was a blast. So, you know, come out there and have a good time. If your team want to be a part of that, you know, hit up. I'll give the number at the end. So, you know, anybody that want to be a part of anything that we're doing, they could hit us up. We let them know what it is. And, you know, we could go from there with it. 9-8, we got our Trendsetter Breast Cancer Father and Son Basketball Tournament. 10-20. We got our Trendsetter second annual bowl-a-thon. We actually, that's to raise money for kids with different type of disabilities. So, you know, come out and support that. Get a team together. Come show us you can bowl. 12-1, we have a toy drive / coat drive. And then on 12-2, we got the Warm the Homeless. That's in Brooklyn. We actually collaborating with another team. You know, donate clothes and wind jackets and things like that. So, you know, we got a lot going on.
You could definitely look at the Trendsetters website. We have all those dates there. You could contact us through the Trendsetters website. You could also contact Trendsetters through our email. And like I said, if anybody want to participate, yo, just hit us up. Y'all can email us at trendsetterproductions, that's with a Z, at yahoo.com. Y'all can visit our website, or y'all can give us a call at 347-462-6379.
All right. We actually have another call on the line for you real fast, Envy. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Envy from the Trendsetters.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
I can't hear.
That's Envy from the Trendsetters.
I want some free tickets for the party tomorrow.
Seriously? Like,
what the hell is so funny?
Yo, that was so funny. Like, the free tickets, that been over. What happened? You were supposed to hit us up before that.
I can't get a free ticket?
Come on now. Come on now. You don't want to donate to a good cause?
I can't get a free ticket.
Nah, you could get a free ticket. You know that.
You know who you're talking to, Izzy?
You know that. Come on, this is why she stop playing. How about you ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm getting it together. I'm getting it together.
You need to have that together, Lassie. We love Lassie to death. Everybody that's listening, he's definitely a big supporter. He come to birthday parties. We love Lassie.
Yeah, you know what? Like Barney and shit, last birthday party.
I'm glad I got y'all on the line because I never asked, how did y'all meet up?
Lassie, tell him how you met Couture.
I met Couture. I always knew of Couture. And one day I was in Uptown Grand one night, and we just started talking. She said to me, I always wanted to talk to you. And I was like, I always wanted to talk to you. She said, but you are such a mean. I was like, I'm not a mean person. And then we just started kicking it from there.
Wow.
See? And then he just started loving Trendsetters.
Y'all all right.
Like I said, he show up to the babies, birthday parties, and all that. And I don't have nothing to do with partying, selling tickets. He come there, we bug out, we have fun. I mean, we love this man right here.
Nah, I got love for y'all. You know what I'm doing. I'm calling
definitely doing it.
Party dogs, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. And we gonna paint this town red and white tomorrow night. Everybody come out and have a good time.
Definitely.
So, everybody know what it is, so. They already know what it is, so you know.
They already know.
You know, train's pulling off. If you ain't a boy, shame on you.
Alright.
You right about that.
I love y'all Trendsetters. I'm about to go do what I got to do. And I'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Later, boo. Love you too.
All right, swag. All right, Envy, I need you to do me one more thing. Let them know all the information. Give them all the numbers. Give them your events. Give them everything you got to give them right now.
All right. And another number I'm going to give out, I'm going to give our community liaison number out, too. So they could kind of contact her, too, in reference to, you know, being involved in any events that we got going on. Like we said, tomorrow we got that red and white affair at the Paradise Theater. Hit us up. Bring your tickets all night, all day, up into the time of the event. We got 6-2. We got a set of trend drop. That's the book and that's the love and literacy. That's the books and the pajamas. We're doing that one real big, June 2nd at the Rec Center. The week of 7/21, we're doing the Man Up Field Day. 9/8, we got our Trendsetter Breast Cancer Father and Son Basketball Tournament. 10/20, we got our Trendsetter Second Annual Bowl-a-thon. 12/1, we got our toy drop / coat drop. And 12/2, we got the Warm the Homeless.
Wow.
And you know what's funny? You know what I forgot to mention, and I definitely need to mention it? Trendsetters is being honored for our exceptional work and dedication from, I don't know if you heard of this, Promoter's Choice, the Smile for Sonia.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, that's what the award is.
Okay, so yes,
we're actually being honored that night for outstanding community service. So that's big. November 3rd, that's going down. If you can make it, hit us up a ticket. That's big. Like, we 2 years strong, and we, mm-hmm. you understand what I'm saying? Somebody's out there like, yo, we want to really honor these girls. Like, nah, we not being, nobody got to vote for us. We're being honored that night. So that's real big. If we, you understand what I'm saying? That's real big. So I definitely want to leave that out. But, again, you could go on the website, and you could go on our Trendsetters Facebook page. Everything is there. Like, anything you need to know, that's where you need to be. You know, find a guest book. Let us know you stop by. You love us. Yo, we just, you know, want to shout you guys out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, email address is trendsetterproductions, that's with a Z, at yahoo.com. I'm going to give you two numbers where we could be reached at 347-462-6379. And I'm going to give you 646-334-8023. And, of course, our website is trendsetterproductions.com. That's with a Z. Productions is with a Z. A lot of people get that confused.
Well, I have two more callers I'm going to bring in for you real fast. You know, I got to bring them in. You know, we're going to bring in, we're going to bring another caller in now. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have Envy from the Trendsetters on the line.
Hi, Envy.
Hi.
This is Melinda, Miss Mo's sister.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, boo?
I'm good. Are you partying with us tomorrow?
Oh, you most definitely. You know that.
Okay. So I'm going to see you all thieve it up in your red and white.
Oh, yes. I wanted to let you know that I'm here and I'm listening.
Thank you, boo. Thank you so much.
Of course, you know I'm a huge
supporter
of the Trendsetters, so you know that.
Yes, you are. Big support. Thank you so much.
I will see all you ladies tomorrow night.
All right.
All right.
Later, baby.
Later.
All right. We have another caller for you, and baby, we're going to bring that caller in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say how much I love Trendsetters. Oh, my God. Of course it's me. Who else would you think he's calling like that? Hey, girl. I was just shouting you out.
Thank you, baby.
You
ready for tomorrow?
Of course. Of course.
It's going down, baby. It's going down.
Yep,
take
I'm ready.
In
that's right. That's right. Y'all better get y'all tickets now.
I'm
telling y'all.
Tell before the show is over. I'm bringing them to your house.
Directly. She's driving. She's riding around and she's getting it. What? No, that's
wow.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. I'll holla at y'all.
Later.
Oh, what's up, Prince Money? No.
What's going on?
I gotta go back to work, y'all.
Listen, baby.
All right.
All right.
Oh, man, I love my girls.
Wow. Envy? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I got quiet for a minute. I really want to thank you for joining us. Is there any shout outs you want to give real fast?
Yo, I just want to shout out my team. I want to shout out the Baby Trends. I want to shout out the Mr. Setter Trends. And I want to shout out our supporters, the people that continue to support us and believe in what we do, our families, our you know, everybody, our parents. We love y'all to death. And I just want to say thank you guys for having us on your show. You know what I'm saying?
You know y'all welcome anytime. It's never a problem.
Man, thank you so much.
You know, it's never a problem with y'all. So, y'all definitely they're gonna do it tomorrow night.
You in the building, right? You got the ticket already, right?
Yeah, we'll be in there.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure because I'd have to come to you and bring you your ticket.
We'll be up in there. And I really want to thank you for joining us, Envy. It was
definitely
an honor.
Thank you so much for having me.
On. Never a problem.
See you later.
All right. Envy from the Trendsetters, Dawns and Divas. Coming up next for the last part of our segment, we have Larry Lack Henderson. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you want to talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I'ma still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV. We in the rock or I'll be a VIP.
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camel Kojak, wrist and neck, drip drop, clip pop, hold that, grown man, hand up, stand up, know that, wasn't always rosé, click yeah, viva, Miami for the weekend, eating, Shima, pull up, valet park car, Bima, remember being flat broke till I had Enoch, had to get my change up, change up, like a flat tire side of the road, the right time with the right grind, climbing the roads, rock diamonds to glow, ice blind them and show, heard lights to slide in the hole, it's my way or the highway. Iron the toe, yes, I'm a pro. Press iron the foe, talking what I walk, talk, never the foe, yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Chick like who him, in the low bubble, trouble with the low brim, running no huddle, double the score, Tom Brady, Mercedes, huddle the floor, won't settle with all, middle finger to loss, parquet, bread and butter, but I hunger for more, look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore, mimosas, what I said, starting my mall, while these other niggas playing cute, playing the show, beachfront, she can front if she want, trust. Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arranged in court. For no dame, it's public. I'm no lame, know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire's fire, saliva, propane. Q, turn it up, flick, the bitch is always the same. Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Do it big, Chris Wallace. Any night, take flight, St. Thomas. First class recliner, wine and empanadas. Stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage. Touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba. Chick shirt cooler, something like Zamunda. Blue water, white sand, Ronas in the cooler. Cue Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly. Chillin' crushed linen, mocha loaf is Giuseppe's, huh? They told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion. Thought you was fancy, huh? Guess you drew like Nancy Dunn. Shed a tip for every lappy run. Real rap, cause the on tracky El Cappy son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, lights, camera, action, one. Deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Dons and Divas, welcome back. And with me right now, I have Larry Lack Henderson. Larry, welcome to the show. Larry, what's going on, man?
Peace, peace, peace. How you doing?
I can't call it. I might spoil it. A lot of things going on tonight, man.
Yeah, man. I had the pleasure of listening to the last interview, man.
Oh,
sounds
yeah,
like
yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be real big.
Yeah, at the Paradise Theater, they doing it.
Yeah.
Instead of, yeah, they definitely doing it. They doing their thing. Now, let's get it. Let's get going with that.
Yeah.
Now, your name, Lack.
Lack, yes, sir.
Lack. How did you come up with that name?
Lack, oh, well, you know, my My mom was going to name me that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm named after my father. But, you know, she once told me that, yo, I was going to name you that. So, you know, I just kind of kept it and ran with it and made it my MC name and, you know, had the letters stand for life and knowledge and played with it and all that types of stuff. And it just stayed with me.
Now, I noticed you like to, you have a method to enlightening young adults on hip-hop.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What is your method? Tell me your method. Let us know your method.
Well, you know, I'm the CEO of Smart Music Entertainment. We just put out the educational album, Lesson One, Hip Hop and Education, and it's basically a fusion between, you know, the essence of hardcore hip hop music and educational content. So, you know, we've been putting that out. We've been promoting it, going into the schools, and now we're about to get the performances popping. But you know, we definitely want to bring the attention back to the importance of education, and we're utilizing hip-hop to do that.
Now, what actually made you come up with this method, this format for this?
It was, you know, it was a variety of different things. Number one, just being into hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, I started rhyming around the third or fourth grade, so that was when I was introduced into hip-hop. You know, I was the dude breakdancing and pop-locking and freestyling and beatboxing and all them sorts of things. And also, I also had to read a lot, you know what I mean, because I was getting into a lot of trouble at school. And one of the things that my grandparents and my aunt made me do was read books. So that planted a seed, as well as a couple of other things, you know, just debating with people around my neighborhood and or watching them debate different things. So I got to a point where, you know, I became a grown man, still a fan of hip-hop, still had the seeds of reading a lot and learning a lot of information, and then just paying attention to the direction that the thoughts of education was going. For example, if a young kid can ask you, where am I going to need this information in the real world, you know that's a problem, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because that's really not a relevant question. That's not a question that they should be asking at all. So once it gets to that point, then it's like, yo, what are we going to do? So, you know, Smart Music and Entertainment is pretty much like a fusion of those things coming together, all of those elements.
Oh, okay. Now, you're the CEO of Smart Music Entertainment. You're an artist. You're the bestseller of you're also an author?
No.
Okay, somebody told me he's an author. I was like, I don't think he's an author. Because it's a bestseller. I'm going to explain that to you later on down the line. But you also have a lot of things going on for you, enlightening young adults. How do you manage to balance all this out?
You know, just it's looking at everything as, you know, I'm passionate about the music. So promoting and doing the interviews and going into the schools and creating this album, you know, it's something that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really a matter of looking at it like it's a chore or having to do something. You know, I'm enjoying this ride. And the fact that that the album, you know, is selling and, you know, people are appreciating the music and also appreciating the educational content of it, you know, it's really a win-win scenario. So, you know, I'm just enjoying everything that has happened thus far. And we still got a lot more work to do, and we still have a whole lot more people to touch.
Mm-hmm. Now, you was featured on international media outlets, CBS, and London FM Radio. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, like I said, you know, people really been, you know, appreciating the music, you know, all over the world. You know what I'm saying? London, Germany, Canada, you know, working something out in Africa. You know, people really just been listening to the music and saying, I didn't expect that. Because usually, you know, even going into a school, you're like, listen, I'm doing educational hip-hop. The first thing is like, what? Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? That's usually the first reaction when you say that to somebody or you describe what you're doing. It's not really until you push play and you have somebody listen to the music and you have somebody listen to the way that we come with it. And then it's like, oh, man, you know, not only did I not expect that, it's dope, I like it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm learning something. You know what I mean? So then all of those elements start to hit you, and it just started growing. You know what I'm saying? People just started appreciating it in a variety of circles. So, you know, the music just, it has allowed us to be heard all over the world, and it's a beautiful thing.
I hear you. Now, on Amazon.com, you reach number one in the hot new release and number eight in educational music.
Elaborate.
What was that feeling like, you know, to just, you know, reach that level? What was the feeling like?
Well, on the actual day that I found out, you know what I'm saying, it was pretty unexpected. You know what I'm saying? We've been on the grind, you know, just we launched the company in October. The album went on sale in January, and in March we're number one in the hottest new bestsellers and number C. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, to be a totally independent company, you know what I'm saying, putting out educational hip-hop music, you know, and then to have it, you know what I'm saying, it's not like, you know, we went multi-platinum, you know what I'm saying, but we're selling a lot of records. So it's, you know, it was a beautiful thing to find that out. And also just to not really get the confirmation that people digging it, but just to get, you know, the proper understanding of how much really of how much people truly appreciate the music that we're putting out there.
Mm. You know, speaking of that, because I want to get into one of your singles right now. It's All a right. War. What is the concept behind that single?
It's a War, okay. I mean, It's a War. It's one of my favorite joints on the album. I mean, all of them are one of my favorites, so don't even pay too much to that. But it's I like it because it's the only lyrical joint on. Like, the rest is about something. You're learning something. This was, you know, I was in Irvington, New Jersey, driving in a car with my man Jamil. We was passing Irvington High, and that song actually was a conversation that him and I was having. You know what I mean? Just noticing how things was. And then I got back to my hood, New Brunswick, New Jersey, and it was just noticing how things was and noticing what was going on in our environment, especially with the youth, you know what I mean, specifically looking at what was going on. And, you know, I wrote the song a couple days later, and it is what it is.
All right, so we definitely going to get into that right now.
Let's do it.
All right. All right, Dons and Divas, this is Lack. It's a War. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace. Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Smart music entertainment, this the movement, the minds of the dumb, deaf, and blindly improving, kids going nowhere, getting there faster, bruh, catching more bodies than AIDS out in Africa. I drove past a high school, nobody had books, dudes sweating chicks and girls worry about looks. I said to my man, how many of them will be crooks? Mills said, how many girls gonna lap dance a hook? It's so obvious, though we keep ignoring what the problem is. Instead of looking at self, we blame it on the politics. Government ain't doing this and we don't have leaders. Quick to criticize instead of seeing what's between us. Meanwhile, little man is getting bigger heaters in the game, posted up like Jake Shuttlesworth and Jesus. Kids having kids, grandma's age decreasing. Pop staying around cause he quarterbacked the precinct. We reap what we sow and our seeds to reap the benefits. Meek shall inherit the earth, so yo, what I'ma get? Highline myself with stars like the pyramids and travel through space like the pharaohs on chariots. What if West Archie killed Malcolm in the club? Like Pac, he would've died while he was still a dove. And if you don't follow me yet, I'm trying to say we be killing off reds before they become X. It's the war going on outside. I'm ready for they it. They say you gotta dumb me it down. Yeah, but I know. The piece of paper you to sell out. Nah, he can't afford it. Summer trying to triple your style. I got something. It's for a war going on outside. Son, I'm ready for they it. They say you gotta dumb me it down. Yeah, but I know. The piece of paper you to sell out. Nah, he can't afford it. Summer trying to triple your style. I got something. Hey yo, mental elevation is the angle that I'm trying to give them. All we doing in the hood is feeding the judicial system. Pay a fine, some are lawyers, some are go to prison, some are barely make it, some are die, some are get religion, some are say survival of the fit, then commit to killing, castrate
in our culture, steady climbing. We keep descending. If it's a race, we losing man for this. So revealing that the homicide the last 5 years, you catch it chilling. Your whole spinal cord, think about it for a minute. Reflect on fam loss, stimulating, and you finish. We hit the block harder than receivers across the middle. The wrong shirt to have it as equal upon your temple. The job's moving out, Mexicans are moving in. Some are saying blacks are the new Native Americans. Idiotic trend, something learning is corny, but ignoring the path that was laid down before me. But here I go again with the pen, guts, and glory. I'm pointing out the lies that was told in his story. I'm like the firstborn in the basket on the now. I'm escaping the certain death of a craft style. Understand who you are and love you, and never let them tell you it's something you can't do. I've heard somebody tell you a little knowledge is dangerous. It's like your brain is off from here to flip.
Here's what's going on outside. I'm ready for it.
They say you gotta dumb me down.
Yeah, but I know
the piece of paper you to sell out.
Nah, he can't afford it.
Someone's trying to triple your style.
I got some.
It's a war going on outside.
I'm ready for it.
They say you gotta dumb me down.
Yeah, but I know
the piece of paper you to sell out.
Nah, he can't afford it.
Someone's trying to triple your style.
Feeling that,
yeah,
because you still definitely giving out a message. Now, what made you decide to write that single?
Like I said, man, that's an actual conversation. You know what I mean? When you really, I drove past the high school. Nobody had books. It was dudes sweat chicks and girls worry about looks. I said to my man, "How many of them will be crooks?" Mills said, "How many girls?" That's an actual conversation.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And you know, it was just the reality of everything that I was seeing on that particular day. And you know, my man Shamar Nusa made the track, and you know, I just went into the studio and really just laid out everything that I was thinking. You know what I mean? It was when I first recorded, I didn't know what I was going to use it for, man. I really just you know, I really just went in there, man, and was like, yo, this is what's on my mind. And that's how it went down.
Mm. Now, you said you have an ill metaphor and a hypnotic flow.
That's how it's been described.
Okay. Elaborate to the listeners on that.
Well, you know, outside of even with, you know, Smart Music Entertainment, you know, we're putting out mostly, not mostly, but the purpose of Smart Music Entertainment is to put out educational music, and that's what we're going to do. But outside of that, you know, like I said, I've been in hip-hop for a long time, you know what I mean? So I've been rhyming and battling and freestyling and opening and doing all that types of stuff. So beyond, you know what I'm saying, the educational music that we're putting out, if you was just to listen to my music, it's metaphor-based, you know what I mean? Being from Jersey, being from the East Coast, you know, I grew up listening to rhymers who was quick to talk with metaphors, you know what I'm saying, and really be lyrical. So that was my influence. You know, you grow up listening to Rakim and Big Daddy Kane and Kool G Rap and Slick Rick and Chuck D. You know what I mean? These are dudes that's real lyrical. So that's you know, and metaphor based. So that was just the style that I had developed.
Now, what makes Black lyrics different from any other that's sending a message, education-wise?
Because there's no other album out this album is 12 songs. It's 10 songs and it's 2 bonus joints. But there's no other hardcore hip-hop educational album out. You have artists who've done educational songs. You know what I'm saying? You know, enough respect to Roscoe and KRS-One and Nas. And you know, various artists, you know, throughout time who've put out educational material. And then you have people that's not in the hip hop that's like, I wanna use hip hop because it's hot and I wanna, you know what I'm saying, put my educational piece on it. So, you know, that they're not gonna be able to create a hardcore hip hop type of album that's educational. Mm-hmm. With this, I was, you know, able to merge the two worlds because everybody on the album, you know, we're hip-hop fanatics, you know, first and foremost. So we went into the album, and I let everybody know going into the album, look, we got to do a hip-hop album first and foremost. It's just that the content is going to be educational. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that hasn't been done before, so this is the first of its kind.
Now, would you consider yourself more of a lyrical lyricist or an MC?
Both. You know what I'm saying? I would say because, you know, I'm definitely a lyrical lyricist, but also as far as MCing, as far as, you know, moving the crowd or master ceremonies or however you want, you know what I'm saying, as far as having that part of rhyming too, you know, I definitely go hard in both worlds, just as a person who appreciates rhyming, you know what I'm saying. I'm a grown man, you know what I mean, I've been in hip-hop for a long time, so the reason I'm doing it now is because I appreciate the art form of it, you know what I mean. Like, I use my voice box as that's the instrument that I play to paint pictures with words now. So it's you know, I try to go hard in both worlds.
Now let me ask you, how do you feel about the music that's out now compared to the music that was out back then when they were sending messages? What's your theory on it?
Well, you know, music is a reflection of the time that you in. I think that when I was, you know, when I was first introduced into hip hop and I was listening to the groups that I was listening to, you heard more of a variety. You know, you heard, you know, Tribe Called Quest, which is one of my favorite groups, Low End Theory and Midnight Marauders, to me being, you know, two of the best albums ever. But you heard that, and you heard the Jungle Brothers, and you heard Ice-T, and you know what I'm saying, you heard Snoop, you just heard a variety of sounds, you know what I mean? As you got further down the line, it went through periods, you know, gangster rap. Okay, now everybody's gangster. You know what I'm saying? Female rhymes. Now everybody's putting out love songs. You know what I'm saying? It was
exactly.
Like, it was the trending, you know what I'm saying? So people just didn't come out and speak their mind, you know what I mean, like they did when I was coming up. And I think that's the major difference, that people will really hop on a trend and follow that instead of just, you know, bringing their own artistic point of view to the table.
Okay. Now, you know what? I want to get into another one of your singles, Kings and Queens.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the first line of that song is, "We don't come from slaves, but from enslaved Africans." And one of the things that I wanted to do was connect. You know, I'm a black man. And one of the things that I wanted to do was just connect, you know, the people that's in my culture as African-Americans. I wanted to show us that we aren't the descendants of slaves. We are the descendants of an enslaved group, enslaved Africans. And that word enslaved is very important because now that opens the door, that connects us with our lineage, it connects us with our culture, it connects us with our heritage. You can't just say descendants of slaves and start there. You know what I'm saying? You have to say an enslaved group of people and started where they started. And just to you know, highlight some of the kings and queens that's part of our lineage was just something I felt was necessary. You know, just a couple facts about the kings and queens of Africa, you know what I mean, our peoples, and, you know, just drop some science on them.
All right, you definitely did, and we definitely going to get into that right now.
Let's do it.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's another banger by Lack, Kings and Queens. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
But from enslaved Africans, people use words to get
confused to how it's trapped again. I'm lineage deep within the challenger. Our family tree consists of people that had influenced the planet, bro. We managed to lose sense of self. We don't identify with the heritage like African American. It's not African, but listen to me. I'ma have you black again, pumping up your fist and using pics to fix your naps again. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra at Heliopolis. He built the seven pyramids in Egypt and they still exist. Poet and philosopher, a recognized genius. He diagnosed 200 different diseases. They say Hippocrates is the father of medicine, but Imhotep lived 2,000 years ahead of him. King Sanwal's rat, second ruler of Kemet. He was said to have conquered Greece by Herodotus, the first ruler to believe in one god. Was Amenhotep the fourth, later known as Akhenaten. Appeal the backbone of our existence, majestical and real like King Candace in 322 BC, Empress of Ethiopia, who militantly reigned supreme. She was recognized as a great general, and if you tested her, it might have meant the end of you, like Alexander the Great. He told his army to wait, he peeped the style and didn't want to invade. He told his man he ain't want to risk losing to a woman up against Queen Candace. He figured he just shouldn't. Another one's Makeda, she was the queen of Sheba, the symbol of beauty, and then queen of Zinga, the Amazon queen of Matamba, West Africa, wage war against the slave hunters coming after her, and her peoples brought respect too. Yeah, to Queen Nandi, mother of Shaka Zulu, and Queen Nefertiti, one of the first to fight for the plight and respect of a woman's equal rights. Queen.
Right, you definitely be sending out messages, and that's what music needs, for people to understand their culture also. You know what I mean?
Brother, thank you.
You know, we actually have a call on the line for you. We're going to bring that caller in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, yeah, Black on the line. Let me correct myself. Am I saying your name correctly?
It's Lock, like Lock and Key.
Lock, okay.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yeah, because I'm like, am I saying his name correctly? Lock, you have Lock on the line.
Lock, how you doing, brother Lock?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. My name is Joseph, and I want to say, man, I appreciate your music. There's a lot of rappers, or just some rappers, I guess, who know when they make their songs or they be interviewed, they be like, I am hip-hop. But you know what? Yes and a no to that. But when I listen to your music, you are definitely hip-hop in your music. I heard what you said. You're internationally known. And what I'm saying is that, you know, these in this generation, when these kids hear the lyrics, the beat and everything, they mimic it, you know. So as we have these churches, and they, you know, they came up with the creation of mixing a little hip-hop, you know, with the gospel, and here it is. You're bringing hip-hop back. See, like, you're the solution to what's going on, to the problem, the education. Because when I first heard it, too, hip-hop, education, hip-hop, just like you said, when they heard it, like, what's going on? So I'm listening to you. I'm like, okay, I'm catching on. And I want to also give a shout out too. Like you spoke about the old rappers, and there's two that came in my mind, you know what I mean? Like, the Poor Righteous Teachers, Professor X,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Professor X, Grand Poobah, people like that. And back in our day when we heard that, if you wasn't Father, Sinner, or Godbody, however you want to describe it, after hearing them dudes and seeing they swag, you're like, you know what, I want to be like them. So we lost touch of hip hop and what it really meant, what it really is. So you brother keep doing what you're doing because you're bringing it back.
Thank you, man. I definitely appreciate those words, man. Thank you. No respect.
And I mean that, man. What?
All right.
You know.
We have another call. Hello.
I was just gonna say, man. Brought up Grandpa. I remember the first time I heard All for One. He just took me down. I was like, yo, what?
You know what I mean?
I was like, yo, this is nuts, man. But yeah, definitely.
Grand Poobah, that's right.
Yeah, Grand Poobah.
Grand Poobah.
He was the Brand Nubians at one point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, matter of fact, man, Sadat X was performed in New Brunswick. Man, it was a couple months ago. I caught him. You know what I mean? A couple months ago at this spot called the Club Tavern, and he tore it down. You know what I mean? I was like,
wow.
Yo, man. It was real, real good seeing the brother just come with it. I mean, of course, you know, he should have been there, you know what I'm saying, with the rest of Brand Nubian, and it would have been incredible, but, you know, he definitely tore it down. This was like I said, it was a couple months ago.
Wow. Gotta find out what's going on with that.
Yeah.
We have another caller for you, Locke. We're going to bring that caller in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have Locke on the line?
Yeah, I just want to say I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. Not a lot of people, and actually I can't think of one that's doing what you're doing right now, you know, sending a message in the music format, you know, where you don't hear, you know, about jewelry and money and fast cars and stuff like that. You know, you're actually educating them on it. And I think that you're educating both adults and young adults, because the young adults are really the ones that they want to follow the person with the fast car and a lot of money and the girls and the videos. And I think that when you are enlightening them on different things that they need to know that, I mean, me personally, I wasn't even born when some of the people were named, but I think that it's an excellent thing that you're doing, and keep doing what you're doing. It's definitely excellent.
Thank you. Thank you. Definitely appreciate the kind words. And we will try to keep pumping out educational music over here at Smart Music Entertainment. And definitely thank you for the words. Appreciate that.
Now, Locke, what is your inspiration and goals?
Well, to put out, you know, as an artist, it's to make music that I'm happy with, to make music that I'm comfortable with. You know what I mean? As the CEO of Smart Music Entertainment, our job is to put out educational music and to bring the focus back on the importance of education so that you can listen to the album, number one, and enjoy hearing hip-hop, and then number two, learn something from the content that we put in, because the information that we put out in the albums, you know, that's the cornerstone of Smart Music Entertainment. We got to be accurate. And then number three, so that you can begin to have dialogue about the importance of education. And when you're talking to a young person, you can get them to understand that education is going to translate into financial stability when they become adults. You know, that's the bridge that we want to close. You know what I mean? So they don't have to feel like they don't have any options, and what are they learning? It's going to be ridiculous, and they would rather chase the fast money. You know, we got to start bridging the gap and letting them understand the importance of education. And, you know, Smart Music Entertainment, of course, we ain't going to change the world, you know what I'm saying? But at least if we can begin to get people thinking differently about education, you know, that's something. We're doing something.
Now, this next single I want to play called Congresswomen. What makes this so special, because you letting females know exactly what's going on and you're giving your appreciation out to them.
Definitely.
How did you come up with that concept for that song and that title?
Black Women in Congress, because, you know, when you hear about our sisters, you know, especially in a political arena, it's usually negative. or they're usually giving an opinion about something else that's going on. Somebody's just usually asking them a question. We're never really highlighting all of the things that they did, you know what I'm saying, the doors that they've opened for other sisters to get in to the political arena, and, you know, some of the some of the doors that they had to beat down and some of the barriers that they had to break. So this was just, you know, a highlight to some of the African-American female pioneers that's a part of the political movement.
You know what? I want you to introduce that track for me.
All right. This is Lock CEO, Smart Music Entertainment. We're now about to bring you Black Women in Congress. Let's do it.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I feel I'm you and my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbossed, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of her time, ahead of her line. But next, less acknowledge Barbara Jordan and out of Houston, Texas. It's just courage with the power that describes the soul. I so elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year, and before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. Cordelia Collins here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history. I feel you get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central. She combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier fighting at equality war, shining light on the dark part they want to ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91, well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in the political game. We like dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain. I feel you get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us. 1992 was the year of the women, doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody can stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Moseley Brown was elected to the Senate. The first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lacked role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew. In the years that followed, it was Corrine Brown and Carrie Lee, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clayton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress. I feel you get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up.